Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
I'm Nick Young.
And I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Republican Convention in St. Paul with the CBS World News Roundup. She has been a lightning rod for both Democrats and Republicans. Tonight, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, John McCain's choice to be his running mate, takes over the spotlight. She will deliver her acceptance speech. Here's CBS's Peter Mayer.
Sarah Palin's speech is expected to be the most dramatic moment of the convention. A week ago, she was an almost unknown outside of her home state. Now she and the drama over her teenage daughter's pregnancy have been shoved into the spotlight. Former GOP presidential contender Mike Huckabee believes she's handled the pressure well.
It's endeared her to the American people, and it's enraged the American people to see the media ask of her questions they would have never asked had she been a man.
John McCain dismisses questions about Palin, insisting he's grateful she's his running mate.
CBS's Jeff Greenfield says Palin will have a very receptive audience here.
It's a controlled environment. The speech is going to be on teleprompter. These people are going to cheer. She reads the phone book.
Governor Palin's been meeting with McCain officials going over tonight's speech. Today here at the Excel Center, she made a brief appearance, getting used to the podium, testing the microphones. There are new reports today about Palin's involvement seeking federal earmarks. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
And Steve, Sarah Palin has portrayed herself as a maverick.
I championed reform to end the abuses of earmark spending by Congress.
But Ryan Alexander of Taxpayers for Common Sense says she pursued and got millions in earmarks while a mayor, then governor of Alaska.
Use the system. She hired lobbyists with close connections to the powerful members of Congress and from her state.
In fact, the Los Angeles Times reports three times McCain's own hit lists of what he called objectionable spending included earmarks for Wasilla, Alaska, when Sarah Palin was mayor. Steve?
Well, meanwhile, at the convention here last night, delegates got down to the business of the convention. President Bush addressed the convention by satellite. He had praise for the GOP nominee.
I know the hard choices that fall solely to a president. John McCain's life is preparing him to make those choices. He is ready to lead this nation.
And Mr. Bush talked about the maverick John McCain.
John is an independent man who thinks for himself. He's not afraid to tell you when he disagrees. Believe me, I know.
Also speaking last night, a Democrat, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman.
I'm here to support John McCain because country matters more than party.
There were some clashes on the streets of St. Paul last night. Reporter Scott Wyckoff was there.
It's just been jumped on right off the park where they were having the March for the Poor. They've circled around him with horses and officers. If anyone stays out of the street, they're fine. I got hit by a horse. I'm okay.
Police say they arrested around 10 people. Protesters say they will be back on the streets tonight. And Nick, during Governor Palin's speech tonight, we expect the boyfriend of her pregnant daughter to be here as well.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Tuberculosis in Colorado news again. The air ducts of the TIAA Kraft building in downtown Denver, where 1,600 people work, being checked for TB contamination after an employee of that company is placed on home quarantine. Tuberculosis attacks the lungs. Denver voters will decide on a $454 million school bond proposition this November. Last night, the DPS board voted unanimously to put the bond package before voters. The money, if approved, to pay for repairs on old DPS CVS buildings and some new construction as well. If you forgot to buy a DNC t-shirt, don't worry. There's still plenty of stuff available. Along with thousands of shot glasses and beer steins, there are convention leftovers galore.
We're finding that we did not sell out of all of the, you know, I was there stickers or flags or some of those things.
Greg Bennett says overall sales were 10 times higher than projections. His group holds the license to sell DNC paraphernalia for another year. And Colorado Rockies now 5 games out of first after sweeping the San Francisco Giants. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All lanes of southbound I-25, they're now open at 119. However, it sounds like everyone that was being taken off the highway is now on a frontage road and just packed in. Keep your eyes peeled for an accident. This is on set.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let me see here. Login failed. There, login worked. Hey, good morning. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6. Mostly sunny, high today 75, although it's a bit cool out there now. Jay Marvin with you on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Good morning. Nice to have you hanging out with us. And boy, we got a bunch of angry email from yesterday. Didn't we, John?
Whew. Yes, we
People
did.
Who are on our case about Sarah Palin's daughter. But what are you going to do? You going to ignore it? You pretend it doesn't happen?
They flaunted it. We're just reacting, right?
Well, look. Look. If we all called in this morning at 303-713-7600, and we were all truthful, which is extremely hard for some people to do, I think as Barack Obama said, none of our hands are clean. We've all done things. We've all said things. We've all engaged in behavior that was either wrong, not moral, or not very flattering. I think all of us can say that. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who can step forward and say, Jay, John, never have done this stuff. Trouble is, you can't have confession time on the radio because no one is going to come forward and confess to anything. And when I say anything, I'm talking about something that you feel bad about. But the distinct difference is this. I think we all talk about being good Americans. Whatever your conception of being a good American is, I mean, I think we all talk about that. I think we all love the country. I think there's this 1960s hangover that's fostered by the GOP and others, in which those of us who consider ourselves to be liberal or progressive, or even more left-wing,
that we don't love America. Now, it's not the country itself we don't love. It's not the idea of our founding fathers we don't love. It's what the country has become that bothers us. That we feel let down, disenfranchised, and we feel like the game is rigged. Maybe I'm speaking for myself. Maybe I'm not talking about you. The thing is, we don't spend a lot of time and we don't make a lot of money out of preaching moral values and talking about how you're going to catch the wrath of God if you don't do the right thing and about you're going to hell. When I was leaving Invesco Field last Thursday night, there was a guy standing out there with a couple of signs that said, Jesus loves you, repent, you're all sinners, you're all going to hell. I walked up to him and said, hey, I'm Jewish, and guess what? I'm circumcised, and you're not, and you're jealous. And walked off. I mean, we don't spend time doing this. We don't spend time on this radio show. We don't spend time, basically. And if you disagree, you can call me and tell me. But we don't spend time moralizing like they do. And we don't engage in what I would consider to be acts of just outright hypocritical behavior. Let me give you one. Okay? Not many pregnant teens are as privileged as Bristol Palin. And for those who are not, Sarah Palin made things a little harder a few months ago when she used a line item veto to cut funding for transitional home for teen moms in Alaska. Now, where did this come from? Did this come from some, like, left-wing, tinfoil hat-wearing publication? No. That story came from the Washington Post. In other words, it's always the same message, which is, do as I say, but not what I do. And we're all going to make mistakes. And we're all going to fall short of the goal line in every single thing we do. And as I said in the beginning, we could spend 4 hours here having people call in and talk about the things that they've done that they're not too proud of. Now, there used to be a time in this country where teenage pregnancy was considered to be taboo. It was considered to be wrong. And in some quarters of this country, it's still considered to be wrong. Now, there are many of us who look at teenage pregnancy as being wrong, but we want to react with compassion. We want to react with care. We want to react with counseling. We want to react with safety nets so that teen moms don't have to go it themselves, so that families can get help. And then there's the other quarter of people, or the other half of people, who don't want anything to do with it. That they think that it's something that's so terribly, terribly wrong that they would take a teenage girl who's pregnant and they would isolate her from society. That they would believe that it would be a sin. That they would be in favor of a shotgun marriage, as they used to say. And I think anybody who's got a daughter faces this question. But we don't flaunt it. We don't set down one set of rules. And then act on another set. At least I don't think we do.
I mean, to be hypocritical to a certain degree is to be human. We're all hypocritical. Anybody who calls up here and says they're not hypocritical is not telling the truth. Don't we all, aren't we all hypocritical? Don't we all say things and then we do something different? How many times have I said on the air, oh, listen, don't call people names, and then I'll turn around and go, well, that moron. Right? I mean, don't we all do that? But the thing is, and I really believe this, there's a segment of us out there that try to understand, that try to coach, that try to help. I've never had it happen here. But when I used to work late nights, I know a lot of you get sick of me referring to that radio station, but when I used to work late nights with that big signal, I'd get these teenage girls who would call up. And they always had three things in common. Well, no, let me put it this way. They always wanted to talk about three things. One, they thought they were gay. And I told them to get counseling, and that if it turns out that they were gay, that was okay with me. I didn't find anything wrong with it. And you can't believe the complaints that the radio station got. Teenage women, girls that were pregnant, that were teenagers, that felt like that they wanted to talk to an adult authority, but they didn't have anybody to talk to. And they were in these little towns in rural America. Now, I'm certainly no adult to take advice from. But what do you do when you're jammed in that situation? Well, then you got to talk to them. And many of them wanted to commit suicide because they didn't want to face their parents, because they didn't want to face the community, because they didn't want to go to church and have to face church, and that they had a baby out of wedlock, and it was terrible. I mean, I've spent 20, 25 minutes on the phone with these kids trying to tell them that if they wanted me to, that I would call their parents for them, that there must be family planning, maybe not in their town, but in a bigger city, that what was the man's responsibility or the boy's responsibility in all of this? Did the boy's parents know? I mean, I got into all that stuff with them. And I can imagine how they would feel, because they felt like the only person that they could reach out and talk to was some guy who was broadcasting in the darkness. But the difference between us and the Sarah Palins and the James Dobsons and the Tony Perkins of the world is that we don't constantly yell how people are going to hell. We don't constantly yell about with that fake BS about how, well, we hate the sin, but we love the sinner, because the two are interconnected. We don't do those things. And I think that if you run for public office and you have these things in your background, I think they're fair game. Particularly if you take a public stance that opposes this kind of thing. And you're like Sarah Palin. You slash funds for teenage mothers. I had a guy, this guy won't leave me alone. He sent me an email about one of Joe Biden's kids getting caught drunk with cocaine. I wanted to respond to him. Well, listen, if I lost my mother in an auto accident, I'm not so sure how I would respond either. But I never hear Joseph Biden lecturing anybody. But I'll tell you what I do hear. I hear James Dobson doing it all the time. And now, ironically, Dobson has endorsed Palin and McCain. And I think there's something wrong there with that. 618, actually make it 619 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk takes a look at traffic.
Couple early problems, Jay, around the city here. Stop-and-go traffic on southbound I-25 in Longmont. That's due to an earlier car fire. Also got a crash westbound 76 around E-470. This is a single car rollover causing some jams there. And around the city, 25 still in decent shape in downtown, and 2 1/4 still looking pretty good in Aurora. Your forecast, sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds to high near
Denver, if you haven't already heard, listen up. If you're interested in saving a ton of money on surplus building materials, The Lumber Guy insists you visit him or go online to thelumberguy.com. The Lumber Guy will have special savings each month on items like interior trim, bifolds, interior doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. To find The Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-97 978-8823. That's 303-979-8823.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
In case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit, to find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free.
Call 1-800-210-0274 today. That's 1-800-210-0274. This is a limited time offer. Call 1-800-210-0274 now.
621, 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Good morning. Hey, lots of us had friends from out of town at the DNC. I know I certainly did, and a lot of these were people that I had worked with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and Mary and I ended up in the situation of entertaining them. So you know where we took them? We took them to Bojo's, because Bojo's has Colorado-style pizza, pasta, sandwiches, soup, and salad bar, and they even offer gluten-free pizza. Bojo's is made carefully with just the right ingredients. Travelocity awards Bojo one of the top insider spots in the U.S., home of Colorado's legendary Colorado-style pizza since 1973. We showed it off, and there wasn't a person who walked out of Bojo's who didn't talk about how great it was. The famous Bojo's Mountain Pie is legendary for the freshest, highest quality ingredients available, and the choice is yours with 10 sauces, over 30 meats, fruits, vegetables, and 10 cheeses to choose from. They've got great spaghetti. They've got these skillet pans that they make, which is absolutely the best. And they have authentic San Francisco sourdough French bread. And they have soup, and their salad bar has over 30 fresh garden grapes. Healthy options available, from gluten-free pizza to smart meal menus, which qualify for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environmental Smart Meal Seal. So check out Bojo's.com for money-saving coupons and all their locations. We showed off Bojo's to out-of-town visitors. They were absolutely thrilled. If you haven't been to Bojo's lately, I suggest you get over there tonight for dinner. Hit this guy ever had, too, right? All right, we're talking about all the angry email we got yesterday from Sarah, about Sarah Palin. By the way, 24 minutes after 6, mostly sunny, high today, 75. Jay Marvin with you. This is from the Rocky Mountain News this morning. James Dobson went from not supporting John McCain to becoming an enthusiastic cheerleader for the Republican presidential ticket in 6 short months. What happened? Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, that's what. With an unknown quantity to many Americans, Palin has been on the Focus on the Family's radar since 2006. Kevin Clarkson, an Anchorage attorney who does work for the Alliance Defense Fund, loosely linked to Focus on the Family, knew of Palin's work dating back to 1998 when she supported Alaska's ballot measure outlawing gay marriage. Focus Action, the political arm of Focus on the Family, helped on that campaign, though Palin at the time was the mayor of Wasilla and may have only inadvertently crossed paths with the group. According to a recent Time magazine story, Palin turned the 1996 mayoral race into a partisan affair, injecting issues like abortion into the race. Okay, so here's James Dobson now endorsing this woman. Even though what she did, Dobson would condemn if it were you or I. Right? Right? Now, if she shows up tonight at the Republican National Convention and she has her daughter's boyfriend there, is the message she's sending to the country that it's okay to have teenage pregnancy? Is that the message she's sending? Like it's all right? I remember one girl in my high school got pregnant. Jay, you're just so old. But one girl. I never knew she had become pregnant until one day I had gone to South Coast Plaza. And I saw her working behind the counter selling women's jewelry. And this was on the way out of the store. I believe she was working at Macy's or Blum's or Saks Fifth Avenue. I can't remember. And I stopped to talk to her. And I said, boy, you know, good to see you. Haven't seen you in school in a long time. And she was one of these girls that was, you know, in high schools they have caste systems. So she was way out of my league. But I stopped to talk to her anyway. And she looked down at the ground. I'll never forget this. She looked down at the ground and said, well, Corey so-and-so got me pregnant. So she had a job. She was out of school. And basically, she was out of sight. God only knows what happened to her. That was 40 years ago. And I hope good things do happen to her. And I felt bad about it. But that's what used to happen. I mean, does anybody remember that? John, did you ever have any girls in your school that ever got pregnant?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
Stacy could have just easily gotten pregnant when we were in high school. We started dating when I was a sophomore, when John was a junior.
But I'm not talking. She didn't get pregnant. No. I'm talking about girls that you know.
No, there
that
were girls
pregnant.
I knew that got pregnant in high school.
And
had kids. And
right.
A couple of them had them.
All right. And what usually happened to them?
They usually had to drop out of high school. The few that I knew, two of them dropped out. And I don't know what they're up to now.
Okay, but the point is they weren't allowed to stay in school.
It wasn't that they weren't allowed. I don't know. They just dropped out.
Well, because the message that was given was that teenage pregnancy was not cool. Right?
I don't know if it was necessarily that or if she just had to stay at home and take care of the kid.
Well, would you say that teenage pregnancy was considered to be okay?
I wouldn't say it was considered to be okay, but I don't think it was like, you know, if you got pregnant, they'd kick you out. Or that, you know, people make fun of you, so that was the reason they wouldn't come to school. I think it was more of a matter that they just dropped out so they could stay at home with their kid.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. What do you...
I don't know. What is the position towards teenage pregnancy in schools? Does anybody know that answer? 303-713-7600. What happens if you're... Oh, and the other thing is, it's usually the girl that takes it on the chin. Not the guy, which I find to be pretty interesting. I also find that to be kind of a major contradiction. Why is it always the woman or the girl who takes it on the chin? Not the guy. What responsibility do we hold towards the guy? Here's 303-713-7600. Here's Deborah in Denver. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good for an old man.
That's good. I just think that this subject needs to be dropped, personally. And the reason I'm saying that, first off, just to answer your question, I had a cousin who got pregnant in high school, and they let her continue in high school. The whole med class had a place set up for the babies, so she'd come in between classes, check on her child, and she could continue her high school education that way.
What year was this?
Probably 15. No, it was actually about 22 years ago.
Okay.
22 years ago, over in Commerce City.
Okay.
So they.
Well, that right there is refreshing information to know.
Mhm. So, but just this thing with Sarah Palin and her daughter. I have a 16-year-old son, and I practice and I preach to him, you know, the rights and the wrongs of life, and I say, please don't, you know, having sex with someone is something that you should do when you love them, you really care deeply for them, it's not something you just go out and do. However, he's 16 and he's got raging hormones, and I hope that when he's in that position, my voice is going to be in his head, but you know what, we're not there. We can't be with our children the whole time, and we can't be held responsible for all their actions. Now, you know, she made a mistake, and a lot of times it's the girls that don't plan on having sex are the ones that are going to get pregnant because they're not taking birth control or have some kind of a condom with them on, you know, the run or whatever.
You know, the only thing that gets me, though, everything you say is absolutely true. You know, you can be the best parent in the world, and something can go wrong with your child. And we always assume that because when something goes wrong with your child that it's the parent or parents that didn't do a good job. And in a lot of cases, that's very, very true. But I don't think you're the kind of person who would go around and preach to others about how wrong and about how sinful this is. I also don't think that you're the kind of person who would step up to the plate and, given a chance, would cut funds to, you know, to aid teenagers that would be in the teenage girls that would be in this position. I mean, you just don't strike me as being that way. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you do. You know, stand on that. But
well,
like I said yesterday, I mean, we've had 35 or 40 years of this, and I think it makes a big difference when you do the following things. When you, one, lecture others about it, then have it happen to you. Two, when you put yourself in the spotlight and then you drag your family into it. And three, like tonight, she's going to have her daughter's boyfriend show up. So what's the message there? That teenage pregnancy is acceptable and it's okay, coming from a party that has used quote unquote family values?
To
exploit her way to the election box?
No, I think she's shown her family values by supporting her daughter in this, and she says, you know, I don't believe in abortion. Okay, she didn't have an abortion with her child and her daughter. She's saying, okay, I don't agree with what you did, but I'm going to support you and help you the best I can. And that's all you can do when you have a child.
Well, I agree, but what kind of message publicly, though, does that send?
It says that she has family values and she's not putting her daughter out on the curb to further her career.
See, to me, I see it as being flaunting it. I see it as being saying to people, okay, look, here's my daughter. You know what? If it happens, it's acceptable after her political party and herself have spent all this time going after others over it.
Yeah, I don't think she's saying it's acceptable, but she's having to live with it. She's having to deal with it now. Even if you don't find something acceptable and something happens to you, you still have to go on. You still have to continue. And do you just drop out of life because your daughter or your child did something that you didn't agree with?
All right, well, let me run this by you, see what you think. There are certain churches in this country where they don't believe in divorce and they don't believe in remarrying.
Correct.
Okay. So if you're a preacher and your daughter or your son gets divorced, then in a lot of churches, you no longer can be an elder. Do you think that's right or wrong?
I think that's wrong. Even though you're preaching it, again, you can't be held responsible for what your child does or doesn't do as they become adults, and even if they're young adults. I mean,
well, but 17's not an adult.
It's a young adult, and at 17, I mean, she made a wrong choice. That's all there is to it. She made a wrong choice, and I think that, you know, I'm saying that this is the best we can come to hold against Sarah Palin.
Oh, no, I have a lot more.
Trouble.
Oh, no, I have a lot more. Listen, let me tell you something. I got a lot more. You know, there's tons of things. For instance, she tried to ban books from a local library. This is according to Time Magazine, by the way.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that the daughter shouldn't be free game for the media and that it should drop. I think Barack Obama was correct. I mean, his mother was not married. And, of course, I know he doesn't preach that, you know, you shouldn't have
kids. Yeah, but she was 18, not 17. There's a difference between that. At 18, you're not considered to be a minor.
Well,
you're considered to be a young adult at 18. Plus, Barack Obama doesn't make it a career, nor does the Democratic Party make it a career, pointing their fingers at others and casting their nose. I mean, see, this wouldn't come back to haunt anybody if they didn't have a long line of doing this. And how about James Dobson? Now, do you think that this is not hypocritical on his part?
Again, it's like what you said earlier. You know, the Christian faith, you hate the sin, but not the sinner. You have to forgive
but you don't. But you don't think that they really believe that, do you?
I really do, because I
really
believe that.
Yeah, really?
I really do. I mean, we're all full of sin. We all do something wrong.
Well, would you say that their approach to gay rights would be that they really don't hate the sinner, but
no,
they hate the sin? When I know damn well I've been around them, and they do hate the sinner.
We have, you know, I don't believe in gay marriages and so forth. Okay, I'll tell you that right up front. However, one of my best friends has a relationship, and she's, you know, got two kids and everything with this person, with this other, you know, same-sex person, and our church has accepted her, and we embrace her, and she does things with us all the time. We don't appreciate her lifestyle, but we're not going to stop her from coming and preaching.
What is the hang-up about her getting married and opposing her lifestyle? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't approve of homosexuality.
Well, what do you mean you don't approve? I mean, do you think that people who are gay need approval?
Nobody needs my approval.
Well, I mean, do you think we should hold them as second-class citizens because they're gay?
I didn't say that. I just said we treat her the same.
Why would you approve her? No, Deb, I'm just trying to understand this. I'm not trying to pick on you. And if you think I'm trying to pick on you, please tell me.
Okay.
Why do you approve or disapprove? I mean, why is that an issue?
Again, because that's not why God created man and woman. God created man and woman to procreate and to, make more people on the earth in his name. It doesn't talk about him making woman and woman. It talks about him making man
and man. Okay, but what happens if you don't? What about those of us, though, who don't believe in God?
Then I feel sorry for you guys.
Oh, come on. You don't mean that.
I do mean it.
Really? You
I
feel
really
sorry
do.
For me because I don't believe in God?
Yeah, because, I mean, What is there if you don't believe in God? What is there?
Well, there's lots of things if you don't. There's lots of things if you don't believe in God.
What's the meaning on earth if you don't have something to go forward after you leave this place?
Well, there's a lot of us who believe after you leave the place, you simply just disappear. You go to sleep. I mean, you're gone. I mean, that's it. It's over. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too many negative examples about why there isn't a God, but that's a whole other subject. You know what, though? I really appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you being honest, and I think you're great.
Well, thank you. You have a great day.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk probes the unknown of traffic.
Still working a rollover accident westbound I-76 around E-470. You're going to see bumper-to-bumper conditions from Bromley Lane all the way to 136th. It's also slow coming southbound on 25 near Longmont. That's after a car fire shut down the highway early this morning. In town, had a scooter and a car mix it up at 49th and Federal. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a little warmer than yesterday with highs expected to reach the mid-70s. Isolated afternoon storms also a possibility. Current temperature downtown, 52 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive. Yes, sir.
You know, you believe in God, don't you?
Yeah, but not the God that everybody else believes in.
Well, what kind of God do you think's out there?
No, I'm not sure yet. I'm sure I'll figure it out when I die. But
see, I haven't believed in God since I've been 13. I'd like to find God, but I find too many things going on that negate the possibility of his or her existence.
Really?
Yeah. Let me ask you something. If there's a God, why is it that unjust people seem to do so well in this world?
Yeah, we've had this conversation before. I don't know.
I mean, don't you know that's true? Right?
Yeah, but I mean, on various aspects of this debate. Before.
I mean, the meek shall inherit the earth. But
no,
do you really believe that?
No, I don't believe that, and I don't believe that all bad people get away with things, and then they're rewarded, like you're saying.
But isn't that the basis of religion? Like, if you follow the word, then you'll receive your reward in the next life.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's supposed to be is that supposed to be your incentive? That's supposed to be your incentive to do the right thing?
It's not my incentive. I do good so people do good to me. Not so I'm rewarded at the end of my life, my second life. I'm living the now, not tomorrow, you know?
Okay, I want somebody who's religious to explain this to me. If there's a God, why do we have George W. Bush as the president of the United States? What do we do to earn that? Or to have the blood of all of these Iraqis on our hands? All right, anyway, we don't want to talk about Sarah Palin, that's fine. But Deb brought up this subject, and I just thought I'd probe around out there. I mean, I wish I could find God, but
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When it comes to saving, WAMU gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CDs and money market accounts.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, BuckleyLaw.com. That's the letter J, BUCKLEY, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-460-2610 for your free tape. Call 1-800-460-2610. 1-800-460-2610.
But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
This always reminds me of this brand new movie that Edward Burns has out. 6:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 75. It's called Purple Violence. And I don't want to give too much of the movie away, but there's this woman in the movie who takes this job with this independent record label in Seattle. And she's got a boyfriend who's a writer. And he goes and quotes The Great Gatsby to her. I have Scott Fitzgerald. And she says, well, Seattle, where the greatest guitar player of all time, Jimi Hendrix, is from. And I'm sure Kurt Cobain has written some amazing things. And he says, well, it doesn't compare to The Great Gatsby. 6:46, 14 minutes away from 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Also, I heard there's a movie coming out on Kurt Cobain's life. Have you heard that, John? It's supposed to be a drama.
I have heard that. And I don't know what Courtney Love's whole involvement in it is.
Yeah, I don't either. I thought she was suing the people that were getting ready to put it out. All right, anyway, let's go back to the phones. We're talking about Sarah Palin again this morning. I mean, there's so much about her in the news. And now, all of a sudden, James Dobson has endorsed McCain and loves him and loves Sarah Palin. Let's go to Keith and Greeley. Keith, hi, you're on AM 760. Sorry for making you wait there.
Dr. KJ, morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just think this is a really dangerous area just for the simple fact, like I was talking to John, I mean, Obama's mom had a child out of wedlock. Now, you can say that she was 18 and this girl's 17. Realistically, it's a number. I mean, who's to say that Obama's mom was any more mature than this girl? And on top of that, this girl's not the one that's running for the vice president. Neither was Obama's mom running for president. So, I mean, it's kind of a gray area that you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do see what you're saying, and I agree with you that this can be kind of a gray area, with the exception of one thing, and that is that a lot of us have had to endure this. I know I have. A lot of us have endured the fact that the right has done nothing for, 30, 35 years, except lecture us about how we don't have any values, about how we're sexually loose, about how we're
Our morals are relative. I mean, and then when it happens to them, they just want to
under the carpet.
Yeah, they just want to ignore it and like close ranks and go and then start this whole new deal about how, well, you shouldn't, you know. Well, they're gonna put the girl and her boyfriend up there on display this evening.
Yeah, I just heard you talking about that a little bit.
If this were a Democratic candidate, how do you think they'd react?
Well, my position is that politics has come too. There's just too much of all the crap in politics, let alone this on top of it now. You know what I mean?
There's too much get you kind of thing.
Yeah, and instead of going after what's really important to people, I mean, they're focusing on stuff that really doesn't matter. I mean, fact is this lady may be the best thing since jelly, and we're worried about, you know, what her kid made a mistake. I mean, shoot. My wife had a baby at 14, and she still finished school and did all the stuff she was supposed to do. She made a mistake.
Yeah, but I don't think your wife has spent a good deal of her, a good portion of her life
correcting everybody else.
Well, correcting others and lecturing others about the way to peace, justice, and righteousness, and the way to stand in God's shadow, where these folks have done exactly that.
Well,
and now all of a sudden it's like it doesn't matter?
And see, and that's part of the whole deal. I mean, why are we even, we're supposed to have separate church and state, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, but these people have used this as, and they're still, you know what, they're still using it, because we have an amendment on the ballot up for election in November about this person, you know, this egg versus person situation. I mean, they've been using this stuff on ballots to drive wedge issues for years on end, and now all of a sudden it's happened to them, and now everybody's crying, oh, we can't go there, and, you know, let go of it. And my point is, yeah, you guys are all right. You guys are all correct, and I'm wrong with the exception of one point. You live by the sword, you die by it.
Right, right. Well, and this is the difference. This right here is what separates us from Iraq or the Middle Eastern people, because we do believe in separation of church and state, whereas they believe the state doesn't exist without the church. And that makes it a whole different thing. I mean, that's why those people are so passionate about everything they do.
To me, it's such sweet irony that it's really hard to ignore. Keith, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Good points. All right, it's 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin slowly but surely sliding to hell. I guess according to people like James Dobson. Well, Turk, you're going with me.
Yeah. Nice song for the background, huh? This is totally by chance.
Are we both in trouble?
Yes. I hear me say I'm going to hell a lot.
I think we tragically are. All right, 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. What's traffic
look like?
I'm just
going to rot in the ground, I think, Jay.
Yeah, well, I'm going to disappear. That's what's going to happen to me.
Still a nightmare in Weld County on westbound 76. Got a single car rollover causing single-digit speeds from Bromley Lane down to 136th Ave. Around the metro, southbound 2 1/4, filling up from Colfax to Alameda. And again, after Parker Rover, the speeds are really slow, bumper to bumper, up to the I-25 interchange. Southbound 25 also packed in North Glen and Thornton, as well as downtown corridor. Also look out for a car versus scooter accident at 49th and Federal. Your forecast, sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds will appear, a high near 73. Look for a straight afternoon thunderstorm as well. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We can't do much about rising energy costs, but we can control efficiency with K&H Home Solutions and their Home Energy Savings Plan. Use 40% less energy guaranteed. Call 303-421-7100. 421-7100.
AM 760 invites you to Boulder Pride Fest Block Party.
It's Pride, honey.
Saturday, September 13th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come out to the Pearl Street Mall and get married in AM 760's Pride Wedding Chapel. Get the details at am760.net.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
You have a dream. You expect a better life, and it starts with financial independence. It's never been more important to discover the secrets to success. Attend a free Rich Dad's Education Stock Success Workshop. Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is living proof that when you get smart about investing, dreams become reality. Even if you're new to the stock market, you can learn the techniques that the market pros use every day to make money. Isn't it time you traded up to a better life? Stock trading has potential rewards and involves risks. You must be aware of the risks and be willing to accept them when investing in the market. So don't miss this totally free, all-new Rich Dad Stock Success Workshop. Coming to the Denver area September 8th through the 10th. Plus, register today and receive a free USB flash drive as our gift for attending. Register online at richdadstock.com or call 1-800-850-3984. Registration is free and so is your gift. Call now. 1-800-850-3984. That's 1-800-850-3984.
54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I recently went with a friend to go look at cars, to test drive automobiles, because you know what a big car fan I am. And it's amazing to go to these dealerships and to see these salespeople. Went to one dealership. Guy didn't know anything about the car that we were interested in. Had to go look everything up. Didn't know what we meant when we brought up questions about tires. Well, what kind of tires does the car have? Well, you know, the guy didn't know. Went through this whole thing. Only thing I could think of, and this is a well-known dealership, only thing I can think of is you would never get that at Rockies. That the people at Rockies would know exactly what you're talking about because they're enthusiastic and they know about the vehicles that they have. Over 650 choice, select, late model, previously driven vehicles. Everything you can think of from four-wheel, all-wheel, front-wheel, to gas-saving, SUVs, to, I mean, they just got it. Want a great deal on a truck? Now's the time to get it at Rockies Autos. Rockies Autos, well, they'll show you the book value on any vehicle you want to look at. They want to see your trade-in, and they have their matching down incentive going on. Rockies Autos open tonight until 9, from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And you can find them right there at 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them because of the great inventory they have. I mean, they just stand out. Rockies Autos. Check them out. 63rd and Federal.
If you run a business, you know how hard it is to find new customers. But with Valpak, you can reach thousands of customers, 90% of whom look through the blue envelope for offers from companies like yours. To learn more, call 1-800-4-VALPAK or visit VALPAK.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Mr. Fix-It here every week to help you take care of those home improvement projects, from plumbing to decks, saving on your energy bills and other things. I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fix-It, Paul McGregor, urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
By the way, we got an email at am760.net. Barack Obama's mother at the age of 18 was married. So we need to make that clear. All right, 657, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you want to continue to keep on talking about this, I mean, I don't know what to do about this. I wanted to change subjects and go to something else, but the lines are all full. So if you want to go to day two of this whole debate, then that's fine. I mean, we'll do it. And there truly are some things out there that I can never figure out, that I guess I'm just not smart enough to get. And that's that whole subject about gays and about gay marriage. And to me, this whole thing with John McCain's vice presidential pick is just, I mean, it's like double standards. But I must be the only person who thinks this. All right, we'll come back. If you still want to do this, fine. If not, I have something else to talk about. So you make the decision.
a victim? If you have credit card debts, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. But now there's a way you can stop being a victim and start living debt-free. Hi, I'm Tony Manganiello, publisher of the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System, and I'll send you a powerful free tape revealing how easy it is if you call today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt using just the money you already make following my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how easy it really is. Call for your free tape, 1-800-600-1127. Get out of debt and live life on your terms, not theirs. For your free tape, call 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Republican Convention in St. Paul.
She's done a great job, and she has a vision for where we need to go. So, I mean, you can't ask for anything more than that.
All eyes are focused on Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Tonight, John McCain's choice to be his running mate will deliver her acceptance speech. The GOP faithful here are defending her selection. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani appeared on CBS's early show.
Sarah Palin's been a mayor. She's been a governor. She has a record of reform. She has a record of leadership. She's run a budget.
Around 90 minutes ago, Governor Palin made a brief appearance here at the XL Center, walking on stage, testing the microphones. CBS News consultant Joe Trippi says tonight's speech will be a high-stakes moment.
It's both a dangerous, very dangerous speech, but also a big opportunity for the GOP.
Today, new reports about Governor Palin seeking federal earmarks when she was mayor of Wasilla, Alaska. The Los Angeles Times reports three earmarks for Wasilla were called objectionable by John McCain. And during tonight's speech inside the arena, we expect to see the boyfriend of Governor Palin's pregnant daughter. He has been invited to attend. I'm Steve Futterman, live in St. Paul. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
The Obama campaign has started running a radio commercial attacking John McCain on abortion.
We can't let John McCain take away our right to choose. We can't let him take us back.
The spot claims McCain will make abortion illegal. McCain has said he's pro-life, but has no quarrel with permitting abortion in cases of rape and incest or to save the life of a pregnant woman. The commercial is running in Florida, Ohio, and five other swing states. A Washington state woman says she loves her mentally ill son but wishes he were dead instead of the deputy and five other people the son allegedly killed in a shooting rampage.
Those people, those precious people in that office, sir.
Denise Zamora says she made repeated attempts to get help for her son Isaac, but couldn't force him to accept help since he's an adult. President Bush is flying to Baton Rouge for an up-close look at the damage from Hurricane Gustav. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says his state has a long way to go to get back on its feet.
The lack of power for so many of our communities is a huge obstacle, for people to return back to the normal quality of life.
Residents won't be allowed to return to New Orleans until midnight tonight, and when they do, they may find homes that have no power or running water. A big name in online selling hopes to do well by doing good. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. How so, Steve?
Well, by selling items that are supposed to have a positive impact on people and the planet.
What we want to do is to actually create economic opportunity and access for the producer of that product.
Robert Chatwani is the GM of worldofgood.com, an eBay offshoot. Product sales could help charities, the environment, social causes, or makers in impoverished countries who need the sales to survive. Frank,
just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 2 points. This is CBS News.
It's time to choose a healthcare benefits and insurance plan. How do I
decide based on facts and my friends who are really happy with Aetna?
You're choosing the most admired insurance and managed care company according to Fortune magazine. And Aetna has one of the largest networks of doctors and dentists. So when it's time to choose a healthcare company,
an Aetna plan can help me
feel and stay healthier.
Talk to your employer or sign up at Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health benefits and insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations.
Chevy wants to talk to you about the air in your tires. But the guy in the lane next to you, see those saggy tires? According to fueleconomy.gov, properly inflated tires may improve your gas mileage by up to 3%. If everyone in the U.S. did this, we could save millions of gallons of fuel each year. So every 2008 Chevy car, half-ton truck, and SUV will come with a tire pressure monitor that automatically alerts you when pressure is low. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As protesters prepare for another big rally at the Republican National Convention today in Minneapolis, 28 people arrested during the Democratic National Convention in Denver last week pleaded not guilty to charges of interference. One of those charged was with the group Code Pink, and video, which is now on YouTube, of her encounter with a Denver policeman shows her being shoved to the ground. But the officers reported the incident says the protester provoked him by grabbing his riot baton first, which is not captured on the tape. The case still being investigated by the Denver Police Department's Internal Affairs Office. Memorial services will be held today for the Adams County prosecutor who was shot in his backyard on his way home from work. Police still looking for a suspect in the death last week of 37-year-old Sean May. May worked for the Adams County DA's office for 7 years. His wife is expecting their first baby. The Denver Public School Board voted unanimously last night to put a $454 million bond issue before Denver voters in November. If passed, it would be the largest school bond package in Colorado history. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A semi-rollover accident eastbound 270 at Vasquez causing big-time delays in Commerce City. My advice is just to take I-25 to I-70 and avoid those huge backups. We're also seeing some slowing on that westbound side. It's starting to affect westbound I-70 as well. 225 Dragon on that approach to Parker Road all the way to I-25. Speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s. Off the highways, there's an accident investigation ongoing, 49th and Federal, as well as a new crash being reported at the intersection of Quincy and Sims. I'm Todd Parker. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Vegas right now is opportunity knocking with the best offers in years. Answer the door and live the dream. Vegas has so many great offers that choosing just one will be harder than deciding which new nightclub to hit first. Find it all at visitlasvegas.com and do Vegas right now.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Let's step up to the plate and fix the problems instead of fear-mongering and arguing and name-calling and attacking and going crazy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on this.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Email telling me that I should get off of this. I should stop talking about Palin's daughter. I can't believe I'm the only one who sees the irony of all of this or the hypocrisy. Some Roger says, Jay, first of all, get off the whole pregnancy issue. There are a lot more important issues than Palin's hypocrisy that should be addressed. Well, I've addressed all of those. I brought those things up. Listen. As a public service, I'll address those things again. I have no trouble bringing those things up. I just see the irony in all of this, and apparently nobody else does. Now, if you want some other things about Palin, allow me to have a little sip of water here. I mean, I'll bring them up. Palin tried to ban books from a local library. Thanks to Bush, the Republican Party is not strongly associated with intellectualism, but Sarah Palin has apparently taken the conservatives' derision for book learning to a whole new level. Time reported, that as mayor, Palin asked the town library how to go about banning books from the local library. News reports from Time show that the librarian, who strangely enough was opposed to a tactic commonly employed by totalitarian regimes, had her job threatened for not giving her full support to the mayor. The People for American Way have issued a statement condemning Palin's action and demanding an explanation from her. Palin apparently doesn't put country first. A central and integral part of McCain's campaign message is country first. McCain is a POW who has always put country before personal gain, as he and his handlers have reminded the public time after time after time. So if the vetting process of Palin was as thorough as McCain's people and McCain himself have been claiming, how come they missed this point? Officials of the Alaskan Independence Party say that Palin was once so independent, she was once a member of their party, which since the 1970s has been pushing for a legal vote for Alaska to decide whether or not to be resident, to decide whether or not residents of the 49th state can secede from the United States. Now, is that American? Is that putting your country first? Palin's love affair with earmarks. McCain, when introducing Palin on Friday in Ohio, praised her as a champion of reform to end the abuses of earmark spending. When it was Palin's turn to speak, she mentioned her claimed opposition to famous pork barrel project, the Bridge to Nowhere, and as an example of her tough stance on earmarks. Well, we all know it turned out that she actually was for the bridge long before she was against it. Apparently, her love affair with earmarks doesn't end there. Under her leadership, the state of Alaska had requested 31 earmarks worth $197.8 million in next year's federal budget. She even hired a lobbyist, Stephen Silver, to represent the town that she was the mayor. And the city obtained funding for several projects, including a city bus facility that received an earmark valued at $600,000 in 2002. That year, the local water and sewer project received $1.5 million in federal earmarks. This is according to the Taxpayers for Common Sense, a nonpartisan watchdog organization. All right, so you're on me about Palin's teenage daughter and her baby, which she's 5 months along. Everybody's on my case about this. But it turns out that not many pregnant teens are as privileged as Bristol Palin. And for those who are not, Sarah Palin made things a little harder a few months ago when she used a line item veto to cut funding for transitional home for teen moms in Alaska. And this is according to the Washington Post. How about this? From age 12 and for most of her adult life, Sarah Palin attended the Wasilla Assembly of God. Apparently, Sarah Palin's God was a vengeful one that made himself helpful to the Bush administration from time to time by damning critics of the president, Democrats, and other irredeemable sinners. Her preacher preached that critics of President Bush will be banished to hell and questioned whether people who voted for Senator John Kerry in 2004 would be accepted to heaven. Also charged that 9/11 terrorist attacks and the war in Iraq were part of a war contending for your faith, and said that Jesus operated from that position of a war mode. This is according to the Huffington Post. Palin can't even run a car wash. How about this one? Many politicians have strong backgrounds in business. CEOs, executives, business presidents, self-made millionaires, etc. The thinking is that a business person is economically savvy, has executive experience, can make tough calls and quick decisions. Well, Palin has some experience in the private sector. While she was the mayor of Wasilla, Palin had time to open up a car wash in Anchorage. Good for her. Nothing wrong with that. However, by the time Palin was governor of Alaska, her business had run into trouble, according to the Washington Post. State records show that the business ran into trouble with Alaska's Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing after Palin became governor of the state in 2006. So you can accuse Palin of mismanagement of a car wash. She couldn't even run a car wash. She also lied about foreign travel. In an attempt to inflate her non-existent foreign policy credentials, Palin's spokespeople stated shortly after her nomination that she had traveled to Germany, Kuwait, and Ireland. You know, three countries most likely to give rise to catastrophic national security emergencies in the next 4 years. But not only is Palin's travel history unimpressive, it also is being blatantly misrepresented. Palin's lack of travel experience outside of duty-free diplomacy has major implications because John McCain is 72 and has had four bouts of cancer. He has picked Sarah Palin to replace him as commander-in-chief should he die or be incapacitated in office. Do you think Sarah Palin is ready to step up and receive a 3 a.m. phone call? Let's go back to the phones. We go to Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. You were talking about some of Sarah Palin's basically attitudes toward women in the law she supported. I also have been thinking about if I were a mother, what would I do if my daughter was pregnant? And I thought, the last thing I would do would be to expose her to the kind of publicity and the worldwide attention that she's been exposed to, basically, so her mother could go and enhance her career.
Yeah, good point.
And another thing about her attitudes toward women, you know, I wonder, with all the things she's against as far as women, if she would have her daughter vaccinated for cervical cancer.
Ooh, I think that's a good question. I wonder why nobody in the media has asked her about that.
Yeah, I do too. It's I think everything gets so frenzied in the media. Sometimes they just spin and stay on one subject so much they don't broaden out and cover more things.
Yeah, I wonder what her position about that is, about immunization of teenage girls for cervical cancer in high school. I wish somebody would ask her, don't you?
I do, and maybe they will.
You know, I hope so. Terry, great call. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Bye, Jay.
All right. Marilyn in Castle Rock. Marilyn, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been following your discussion, and I am thinking back as I was watching the discussion after the Republican convention last night, and I think it was David Gergen who had a very sobering comment about how the country is still so divided. And I've been thinking about that ever since he made the statement, because I think one of the things that has been so troubling to me is the division that it does exist in the country, that the world views of the very far right are so different than the world views of the very far left. But what about all of those of us in the middle? And in the particular issue of abortion, for instance, I had been so disappointed during the whole Bush administration that I think it was Tim Ryan of Ohio was trying to get legislation that's called the 9510 initiative, where over a 10-year period, they would be funding programs to reduce the number of abortions by 95%.
Yes, I think also Representative Diana DeGette was in on that, too.
Well, here I'm thinking, you know, would I love to see Barack Obama step forward and kind of rest the issue of abortion, which most of us do believe we want to see the number of abortions go as far down as possible, and rather than make it an all-or-nothing thing, let's say, let's do it. Let's bring those numbers of abortions down. Let's fund these programs, which would hit into good family planning types of things, of birth control, and making good medical services available for women and sex education that is comprehensive, and I think it could be done in such a positive way that we don't have to worry about the people at the very edges.
Well,
because they
I think, look, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense, except there's one problem.
What?
When you start to bring up these things about medical information, medical programs, and medical care, it's those folks on the far right and the people who would endorse Sarah Palin who are the people who would scream against that and have traditionally fought against that state after state, including the example I gave you of Sarah Palin slashing funding for teenage mothers. I mean, these are the folks who stand in the way. And as far as division goes, you're right. There is a big division in this country. But I think part of it has to do with the fact that those of us who are on the left, and I don't consider myself to be far left, not on everything. I am on some things, but not on everything. I consider myself to be pretty middle ground. We've had this kind of stuff jammed down our windpipes and our throats until we can't stand it anymore. And then when the very thing that they've been after us about happens to them, then they act as if there's nothing wrong. You'd never have a Democratic candidate ever be able to get away with, at a convention, having their five-month-old teenage daughter and her boyfriend up on the podium. There'd be howling from people like Pat Buchanan and George Will and Irving Kristol and Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. There'd be so much howling, you wouldn't be able to hear yourself think. And as a matter of fact, Sean Hannity had the gall yesterday to proclaim on his show that he didn't ever remember picking on Chelsea Clinton.
That's sad.
Or Amy Carter. I mean, these folks are just rewriting history, and this is what makes this whole thing about the Sarah Palin situation so attractive. That's what makes it so attractive. Marilyn, I've got to go. I've got to get traffic.
Sure.
But I appreciate your call and hope you'll call again.
Will do.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right, what about you folks who are caught in the middle? 303-713-7600. And I got two lines open if you want to jump into this conversation about right versus left, about Sarah Palin's daughter, about Sarah Palin's record, and about the extremism of the right, which now seems to have dropped this altogether. And I think, John, you can back me on this. Not that I need backing, but we work with people who are on the right. I mean, how many times do we hear this kind of stuff from them?
Yeah, almost every day.
Yeah, don't we?
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, the irony of ironies. And we're supposed to keep quiet about it, right?
I wonder what they're talking about this week.
Yeah. I guarantee
it's not. A proven track record?
Yeah, I guarantee it's not this, right?
Right.
And John?
Yes, sir.
You're the biggest gland in the United States. You love sex. You're laughing.
Well, go ahead. What?
Okay, but You wouldn't find a 17-year-old 5 months pregnant. You wouldn't. Number one, you wouldn't find that acceptable. Number two, you wouldn't dare think that it would be okay to put a 17-year-old who's 5 months pregnant and her boyfriend up on a stage in a national political convention, would
no,
you?
No, most definitely not. She made a mistake first by taking her daughter out, and now she's making another mistake by bringing the boyfriend in. She's making us talk about it. You know?
Yeah.
Leave your daughter, you know, and we haven't even talked about her kid with Down syndrome.
No, or the fact that there's this whole thing going around, which I desperately want to talk about, this whole thing going around about how Joe Biden should go easy on her because she's a woman. Isn't that sexism?
Yeah.
John and I are not living on this planet. We're just visiting. Right?
It's George Bush's world. I'm just living in it.
Yeah. That's right. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. And Mr. Turk lives in the traffic world.
Big mess in Commerce City is a semi-rollover accident on eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Really messing things up. Jams go all the way back to I-25. It's affecting southbounders on 25 as well as folks heading westbound on 270, beginning around I-70. So your best bet is to just use 25 down to I-70 or I-70 to 25. Do not use 76 if you don't have to. Other jams around the city include southbound I-25 from 120th to 84th. That's always the case up there in North Glen and Thornton. Eastbound turn. Pike also real busy from Pecos to the interstate, and southbound 2.25 speeds are in the single digits from Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Accidents out there at 49th and Federal and Quincy and Sims. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a little warmer than yesterday. Look for highs in the mid-70s.
It's that time of year again when you need to think about your heating system. Jack Micek Heating and Cooling services all makes and models of furnaces and boilers, and now is the time to have them checked before the cold weather hits. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 or check out the website at www.jackmicekhvac.com. That's 303-463-8541 or www.jackmicekhvac.com. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today.
Have you or someone you know been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense? Even when the Constitution seems to be a thing of the past, you do still have rights. In some cases, you have as little as 7 days to protect those rights, and I have the experience to help. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. My service promise to you is that I will treat you with the compassion and respect that you deserve. Don't ignore your trouble and hope it will get better. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, at 303-501-1800. 303-501-1800. Or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. DUIs carry serious consequences. Don't try to fight the system alone. Call the Law Office of John Buckley now.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to give you all the particulars about Rocky's Autos. I think I've done that a lot. Here's what I am going to do. I'm going to suggest you do the following. If you're thinking about buying a vehicle, you should shop at all the other car stores. But just do me the favor and stop at Rocky's. That's all I'm asking. And see the difference. Find out for yourself. Don't believe me. Don't believe what others have said. Go and verify for yourself. They're open 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They have a whole array of services to save you money and a selection that will knock you out. Rocky's Autos. It's as simple as that. Go compare and shop. That's what America's all about. But get the most bang for your buck at Rocky's. And I'll prove that to you by simply just asking you to drop by 63rd and Federal.
If I had a $1 million.
AM 760 is proud to present Money Matters with Dave and Coke every Sunday morning at 11. Money Matters. Learn how to make zero your hero. That's Money Matters every Sunday at 11 on AM 760.
If you run a business, you know how hard it is to find new customers. But with Valpak, you can reach thousands of customers, 90% of whom look through the blue envelope for offers from companies like yours. To learn more, call 1-800-4-VALPAK or visit VALPAK.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
What more could you have asked for?
I am running for president.
And he's going to be the president.
He is going to be the president of these United States. What more could you have asked for?
John McCain is a warmonger.
He still doesn't know how many houses he has.
His entire campaign revolves around his experience 35 years ago. What's your health care plan? Well, I was a POW.
AM 760.
The epicenter of political change.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You are absolutely right. This is the epicenter of
AM760.net.
Get on some Motown.
Now we see everything that's going on.
Do we have Shop Around by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. 7:28, 20 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 75. We don't have that song. We don't have Shop Around by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Are you kidding me? How about just Smokey Robinson?
Captain and Tennille, Shop Around.
Oh, geez, I don't want to hear the Captain and Tennille. We don't have Smokey Robinson, Shop Around? Dude.
I don't put it together.
All right, what's the oldest, funkiest Motown we have? Let me think. Let me think of something really funky. You know, I can't think of anything. Curtis Mayfield? No, we already... That's this, right? Maybe we should play Marvin Gaye. How about Marvin Gaye? How about Sexual Healing? This isn't really sexy Motown stuff, though, but or funky. But this is like Sexual Healing. Maybe we should play this for all the Republicans tonight and the Republican National Convention.
Thousands of Iraqis dead, yeah. Just so sexy.
Can you see the whole Palin family standing up there on the platform in Minneapolis? And they're playing this over the PA system. I think it'd be great. Because, you see, we here in the GOP care about kids before they're born. But after they come into the world, we just don't want to know them. 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'll tell you something. I don't care how wrong I might be, but I'd rather be left than right any day of the week. All right, we got a lot going on traffic-wise. Everybody hang on, and we'll get to your calls. And I can't believe we don't have any Smokey Robinson. And Mama always told me to shop around. We just don't have it. And John's frustrated. All right, let's go to traffic.
Jay, an earlier semi-rollover westbound 76 at Vasquez, really stalling folks in Commerce City and downtown Denver. Traffic's barely moving here and also getting the attention of eastbounders from I-70 down to that accident site. Your best bet, use I-70 down to I-25 or use I-25 to I-70 and make your way around this whole mess. Avoid all I-76 altogether if you can. In Boulder, got a crash on the diagonal, Boulder-bound at Jay Road. We also have surface street crashes at 49th and Federal and Quincy and Sims. Your forecast, sunshine to start, a few afternoon clouds and a high near 75. A stray afternoon thunderstorm also possible right now, 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You've heard about King Super's $4 generic prescription program. Well, now you can get 90-day supplies of the...
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
Too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-400-1180. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-400-1180. 1-800-400-1180.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
You have a dream.
you expect a better life. And it starts with financial independence. It's never been more important to discover the secrets to success. Attend a free Rich Dad's Education Stock Success Workshop. Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is living proof that when you get smart about investing, dreams become reality. Even if you're new to the stock market, you can learn the techniques that the market pros use every day to make money. Isn't it time you traded up to a better life? Stock trading has potential rewards and involves risks. You must be aware of the risks and be willing to accept them when investing in the market. So don't miss this totally free, all-new Rich Dad Stock Success Workshop. Coming to the Denver area September 8th through the 10th. Plus, register today and receive a free USB flash drive as our gift for attending. Register online at richdadstock.com or call 1-800-850-3984. Registration is free and so is your gift. Call now, 1-800-850-3984. That's 1-800-850-3984.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131. 4131.
And we had to interrupt there because traffic is such a mess over there with a rollover, and we want to get some information on time. 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here, and 7:60, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 75. J. Marvin. You know, I had such a panic attack yesterday that I had chest pains. Have you ever had that happen? Now I got to go to my doctor today and explain why I did not have a heart attack or I'm not going to have a heart attack. All right, let's go back to the... Sharif in Denver. Sharif, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Sure, go ahead.
I've had a pet theory about the GOP and Sarah Palin pretty much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, BUCKLEY law.com.
You're a woman, so you tell me. Mm-hmm. There's this kind of, like, sexist idea, I think, going around that Joe Biden has to be easy on her because she's a woman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that, or?
No. What you heard Republicans saying is that, oh, he has to be careful. He can't come across as being too, you know, mean or too overbearing, and they compared it to the Rick Lazio Hillary Clinton debate where he walked over and waved a piece of paper in his face, and that really, you know, turned off a lot of women. And I kind of roll my eyes when I hear that for two reasons. One, what in, you know, in Joe Biden and all the debates that he's done, he is nothing if not very gracious, not just to Hillary Clinton, but to all of his competitors. But he never spoke in any sort of condescending tones to Senator Clinton or anything like that. And, you know, I just, no one was ever saying that about Hillary Clinton, but all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, Joe Biden's got to be careful with this woman because if he says one word, she's fragile and she'll break. You know, I think that's ridiculous. If she wants to be vice president of this country, she better be able to stand up in a debate and talk about the issues with Joe Biden or whoever it's going to be.
How does he take her seriously?
Well, you know, he has to take her seriously. You know, Democrats didn't take Dan Quayle seriously, and I mean, for good reason, but they still won. So I think, you know, they should definitely not underestimate her. People in Alaska, you know, I think her nickname is Barracuda or something. She's a very tough competitor. I think if Senator Biden can, you know, always bring it back to the issues and not make it about, you know, reform and change, but actually talk about the threats that this country faces. You know, what are her views on Russia? What are her views on Georgia? What are her views on China? What are her views on Pakistan, where the prime minister was, there's an assassination attempt today. We know nothing about this woman.
And well, she also distorted her travel record, trying to imply, and the GOP has tried to imply, that she had been to all these countries. Well, yeah, you know, she's gone to them, but not in diplomatic roles. She went the same way you and I'd go, with a camera.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you know, I mean, there's so much distortion going on here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like McCain yesterday says, or the day before says, well, Sarah Palin was in office when Barack Obama was a community organizer. No. Hello? She's only been the governor for 2 years. My memory serves me correct. Senator Barack Obama was running for the Senate 4 years ago.
Right, exactly. And he was a state legislator, a state senator,
right,
for 8 years before that. And, you know, the experience thing really makes my head want to explode. She had 800 people who voted for her when she ran for mayor. I don't know how many people voted overall in Alaska, but let's say maybe 100,000, which would be a pretty high percentage turnout. Senator Obama has had over 18 million people cast their votes. They've had a year and a half to get to know him. He wrote two books. He has been thoroughly vetted by, you know, thousands of reporters, by hundreds of research teams from opposing campaigns. The man is an open book, and we know everything that we need to know about him. McCain is giving us 60 days to learn, you know, who this person would be, who would be a heartbeat away from the presidency. And I think it really just says a lot about his judgment, how, you know, the contempt that he holds for the American people. And if this was an attempt to get Hillary Clinton's voters, they should all be extremely offended.
If it's an attempt to get Hillary Clinton's voters, wouldn't that be sexism, tokenism?
Well, A, it would absolutely be that. But B, you know, most of the women who supported Hillary Clinton didn't support her because she was a woman. They supported her because of her 20-year record on fighting on the issues that they care about. And her and Sarah Palin are at the complete opposite ends of the political spectrum. So, like, how dumb does he think these people are? And it's really, really insulting, and it's extremely insulting to me as a woman. But more importantly, it's insulting to me as an American. It's less about the ideology. If he picked Mitt Romney, I'd be worried because I think that would be a formidable ticket, and I think they would take the country in the wrong direction. If Sarah Palin is our vice president, I'm worried because I don't think she's ready.
I respect Joe Biden, and I respect Barack Obama's pick of Joe Biden. But I would give good money. I'm saying I'd pay $500 a ticket to see Hillary Clinton debate Sarah Palin. Hillary Clinton would run over her.
She would wipe the floor with her.
I mean, this is one of these times where you sit back and go, okay, I understand why Barack Obama picked Joe Biden, and I think that Joe Biden is a good choice, but it's one of these times where it's like your fantasy matchup.
Yeah.
Because then they couldn't say, well, Senator Clinton has to go easy and
right, exactly.
You know, sexism, because she could get out there. She could get out there and just decimate Palin. I mean, I don't know how Biden's going to do it.
I really don't, because she'll make some statement, and really what he could do is really he could just sit back there and laugh at her. Because she's talking about things she has no experience with.
Right.
I mean, do you want her to get the 3 a.m. call?
Right. No. No, and I think, you know, he will need to be careful, and I really think that if he can, you know, I hope when they're prepping him, you know, that they're prepping, you know, whoever's playing the role of Governor Palin, you know, says something that's completely laughable, and they're prepping him to do the appropriate response so it's not seen as condescending, because the right will jump on that. If he, like, laughs or anything like that, they'll say, oh, he's so condescending to her and blah, blah, blah. But he just needs to always take it back to the issues and take it back to McCain. He can attack McCain all he wants. And I think, you know, if he keeps her kind of out of it and, you know, just attacks the issues, I think he'll come out of this okay.
All right, last question.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong to talk about her daughter?
I personally think we shouldn't. We should not talk about the daughter. Because she's underage. B, because I don't know, it kind of gives me that kind of, you know, ill feeling a little bit. And I don't believe in giving the right any excuse or any opportunities to attack Democrats for being, you know, mean or you know, attacking a child. So
despite the fact that they've done it.
Yeah, despite the fact that we just because they've done it doesn't mean that we need to do it, too. I think there's plenty in Sarah Palin's record and her lack of experience that we can attack from dawn till dusk that we can – you know, we can leave her out of it. And there's a lot there. I mean, there's a lot that you can talk about that's ironic with Governor Palin cutting, you know, funds for, you know, teenage mothers and her views on abstinence only, which obviously doesn't work. And there's a whole lot that you can talk about. But
yeah, well, I have a hard time. You know, I guess I'm an evil person, but I have a hard time.
No, you're not.
But I have a hard time leaving the daughter out. I mean, to me, it's like, well, all right, to me, it's like the crackpot with Folks in the Family who prayed for rain at the Obama rally, and then it ends up that Gustav slams into Louisiana. You know, nice move. So there must have been God. If there is a God, God must have been sending some kind of message.
Life is ironic.
Yeah, it really is. Daniela, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks. It's always good to talk to you, and it was great to see you in person.
Oh, it's great to see you, too.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care.
All right. There's Daniela Gibbs-Lache. And, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about the daughter. But, damn. It's just, I guess I can't get my point across about the irony involved in this. And about do as I say, not as I do. This kind of thing. All right, 8:23, 23 minutes after 8. Traffic this morning has been a mess. John has been up to his, you know what, in alligators. And how does it look right now?
Well, Jay, several accidents around Denver. It just never seems to stop this morning. The biggie, the semi-rollover eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Traffic moving at a really slow clip beginning at I-25. Basically, you'll be lucky to push into the teens. Westbound is on 270, also bumper-to-bumper, beginning around I-70. A new crash, eastbound 6th Avenue around Sheridan, hanging folks up coming out of Lakewood, seeing speeds in the teens starting around Wadsworth. Crews just removed a center lane accident, northbound I-25 at County Line. So now tech center-bound traffic moving a little bit better. Eastbound I-70 got a wreck blocking the right lane near Sheridan, and more surface street crashes out there. One at Martin Luther King Boulevard and Elm Street, Arapahoe and Liverpool, Broadway and Dry Creek, and finally in Boulder at Baseline and Broadway. Your forecast, sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds will roll in. Look for a high near 75. A stray afternoon thunderstorm also possible. Right now, 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to It's My Car Now.com.
Listen up.
Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
Plenty of them out there. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to other car stores, because you should. But you should engage in comparison shopping before you make a decision. And that's awful hard to do when it comes to buying a car, because most car salespeople figure that if they can do what they call ups to demos, which are customers are ups and demos of the car, if they can get you in the car and they get you to drive it, they'll get you to buy it. So you got to resist that. And what you got to do is do comparison shopping. And I would suggest that you go to Rockies. Now, you've heard me talk about their selection, so there's no need for me to get into that again. You've heard me talk about what they have, which is they'll show you the book on any vehicle. They have their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade. They've got convenient hours, 9 in the morning to 9 in the evening. Not only that, they've got over 100 people out there that are dedicated to making your experience a good one. So that's all I'm going to tell you about them. If you want to save yourself money, you need to comparison shop. And once you've tried all the rest, then go to Rockies and see the real difference. Mary and I did. Our friends have. You will too. Rockies Autos, open 9 in the morning to 9 in the evening, 63rd and Federal.
I'm in the best shape of my life. I run about 4, maybe 5
push-ups is all I can do. But for my age, that's
normal is different for everyone. That's why Aetna offers its members wellness solutions for every stage of their health, from fitness programs to information to help manage an illness.
Aetna can help me feel and
stay healthier.
To learn more, go to Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health information programs provide general health information and are not a substitute for diagnosis or treatment by physician or other healthcare professional.
Why do I choose non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when my allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when my son scores a soccer goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
What more could you have asked for?
I am running for president.
And he's going to be the president.
He is going to be the president of these United States. What more could you have asked for?
John McCain is a warmonger.
He still doesn't know how many houses he has.
His entire campaign revolves around his experience 35 years ago. What's your health care plan? Well, I was a POW.
AM 760.
The epicenter of political change.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You are absolutely right. This is the epicenter of
AM760.net.
Hey, 28 minutes after the hour. AM760, Beck. Mostly sunny, high today, 75. J. Marvin, to set discussion and disagreements. All right, you can call me at 303-713-7600 if you want to convince me to stay off of Sarah Palin's daughter. What is it about? I just can't stay off it, though. I just can't stay. Because, you know, it's just the irony of it. It's just like, the, you know, those folks, who, and I've known people not only politically but also religiously, that the ones that beat you about the head about stuff the most are always are the ones that have some kind of damn shadow in their closet. And they just won't own up to anything. It's like, so? And I mean, that just gets me to no end. And maybe it's because I've had this shoved down my throat since I've been a kid. I don't know about you. But I've always heard this. And it's like, lo and behold, now we have this situation. And to make it even more hypocritical, the right is wrapping themselves up in this woman. where if it were an independent candidate or if it were a Democrat, man, they'd be on fire. But, of course, those of us on the left, we have to live by a different set of rules. We have to live by a different set of rules and a different set of morals. That we can't afford to lower ourselves to their level. And I would get a huge thrill out of that. Oh, Rose and Longmont hung up. Well, Rose, what'd you hang up for after chewing John out the last three times that you called? And absolutely being a rotten human being. What'd you hang up for, Rose? Okay, we got one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
Good.
I don't necessarily think that we should question the daughter. I think we should question the kind of person who would expose her 17-year-old child to this kind of thing. She's pregnant. She's 17, and that in and of itself is a frightening situation. And now the poor girl's been splashed all over CNN, all over Fox News, all over MSNBC. There were articles about it in the London Times, so it's gone international. I mean, she could have just quietly said, we have a personal family situation. I really don't think it would be good at this time for me to be involved in your campaign. I will help you in my state. I will, you know, that kind of thing. But it seems to me that her political career comes first, and everything else is secondary to that career.
Yeah, she could have just said, okay, well, listen, I'm flattered, but I pass.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she, that, because I'm going off of, you know, women I've seen in the White House. Jackie Kennedy fiercely protected her children. Hillary Clinton fiercely protected Chelsea. And it's just, you know, I mean, I'm a mother, and I would never, never stick my child out for public consumption, especially a 17-year-old pregnant girl. And it boggles the mind to think that someone would, I mean, I would question a man who would do that to his own child.
See, to me, it's along the lines of, for instance, Rush Limbaugh, who parades himself off as Mr. Family Values, who parades himself off as the person who will tell you how to think. And the
Rush
person,
Limbaugh, who's been married 4 times.
Okay, that's it. Okay, who's been married numerous times, who has, been caught with drugs. And it's like,
yeah.
I want to say to Limbaugh, okay, fine, I'll match my record against yours any day of the week in that I just celebrated my 29th wedding anniversary to the same woman.
And I don't think that Joe Biden should go easy on her just because she's a woman. If she wants to play in the political arena with the big dogs, then she needs to learn, you know, otherwise she needed to stay on the porch in Alaska. And that's all there is to it. Joe Biden has no reason to go easy on her. She has no foreign policy experience. Just because Alaska is close to Russia doesn't make her an expert on Russian history or, you know, relations with Russia or anything like that. Just because Minnesota borders Canada doesn't make the governor of Minnesota an expert on foreign policy relations at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah. You know, going back to what you said in the beginning, though, you're right about that. What in the world was she thinking? By getting into all of this. And what was John McCain thinking by getting into all of this?
You know, I'm not saying she's a bad mother. I have no idea what kind of mother she is. I would never even feign to quantify somebody else's mothering skills. But I have to wonder what kind of judgment she has when she knew her daughter. That poor girl probably can't go anywhere without, you know, being followed by a gaggle of reporters and stuff like that. You know, you got somebody jumping out from behind a bush from the National Enquirer. It's stressful enough to be pregnant. It's twice as bad to be pregnant when you're 17 or younger. And,
yeah,
you know, she's always holding the baby and covering her stomach. Why?
Yeah, and then
everybody knows she's pregnant, so why cover it up?
Yeah, and then she becomes a national spectacle.
Exactly. I mean, I have to question the judgment of a person who would do that to a child. Because 17 years old, granted, she could be 2 weeks away from her 18th birthday. I don't know. But she's still a child. And it is still her mother's job to use good judgment and protect her child. And say, no, I'm sorry, you know, I'm honored, but I respectfully decline your offer. Not come out there and traipse your daughter around. And then because there were rumors flitting around on the Internet, and then you wait for Hurricane Gustav to drop that little bombshell in the news. You know, what is it, like Friday after 5, they drop all the bad political news because they think nobody will pick it up?
Right.
And like, oh, well, there's a hurricane coming into the Gulf Coast, so I think we can throw down this news about Sarah Palin's daughter. I mean, did they think nobody was going to pick up on that?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'd love to ask her this. I'd love to ask her in an interview. Did your daughter ever have any sex education, and do you believe in sex education in the public schools?
I mean, you have to, you know, I think of the hypocrisy of it, you know, sitting there and preaching abstinence only. Teenagers are either going to have sex or they're not. And you need to teach them, okay, there's options for birth control. I mean, you know, the right is always screaming about adoption, 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 adoption. Was that ever presented as an option for this poor girl? I mean, she's being married off at 17 years old to someone who, from what I understand, put on his Facebook page that he never wanted kids. And, you know, now they're going to parade the boyfriend out there tonight. I mean, that's just sad and pathetic.
Ooh, we ought to go to his Facebook page and see what it says. What, his first name's Levi. What's his last name?
I don't know what his last name is, but, I mean, that's just, it's pathetic. And they're sitting there, and they've all drank the Kool-Aid, and, oh, she's got all this foreign policy experience, and she's a great person. She has no judgment, none whatsoever. If
yeah,
she's going
we,
to
we can't. We can't. John just informed me we can't look at her Facebook page because we're not listed as one of his friends. Well, okay, how about if I get on my Facebook page and ask to join?
I don't think he'll be accepting any new friendships on his Facebook page.
Oh, okay, well, I thought I would try. Michelle, thank you. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay. So what are you saying? I can't join on his Facebook page?
What do you can't join a personal page. It's not like a fan page.
No, but you can ask to be invited.
You can ask to be his friend, but I bet you 99.9% he's not going to ever reply to you or accept it. But people have, there's news reports out there about what was on his Facebook. You know, he considers himself a redneck. I mean, there's a few things that I saw. There's nothing really sticking out except for that right now. But we can dig up the news story. Just give me a couple minutes.
Do we even know his last name?
I'm pretty sure we do. Because it says, yeah, in that article you read this morning, it says his mother gave him permission. What, did they yank him out of school to go do this thing at the RNC?
Well, what I want to know is, the reason I want to know his last name is because I want to start one of those fan groups on Facebook.
Yeah, just look in the article that you had this morning on the him being taken to the RNC.
100,000 people, 100,000 women who would like to be married to whatever his name is. Right? How about 100,000 people who want to name Bristol Palin's baby? Do you think they'd let me have that on Facebook?
Probably. You can do anything you want on Facebook, for the most part.
I mean, I've found a couple of things on there already. 100,000 people who hate NASCAR? That was mine. 100,000 people who think Darren Law is the greatest race car driver of all time? 100,000 people that think that... his name is Levi Johnston.
Yeah, it's in the article. I mean, it's not a secret.
Okay, well, why don't we start a Facebook page? 100,000 people that want to name Levi Johnston's baby. All right, John Turk with traffic.
Well, I'm going to try this one, Jay. Crews cleaned up that crash eastbound 6th Avenue around Sheridan, so a little bit easier now getting out of Lakewood. Semi-rollover remains eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Avoid 270 between 25 and 70 on both sides if you can. Your best bet is to use I-70 or I-25 and just make your way around Commerce City. Southbound 25, pretty full, watching speeds in the teens from from 120th, rather down to 84th. And again, from I-70 to Spear. Other stop-go spots, southbound 225. 95 from Park Road to the DTC, and on the turnpike for Denver-bound folks after Pecos. A couple new crashes to avoid. Eastbound I-70 near Sheridan, just getting word of a new one. Westbound US 36 after Wadsworth, and this one, another fresh one. Northbound I-25, just before 225 there in the tech center. It's a vehicle fire blocking the right shoulder, and also look out for an accident involving a pedestrian at Buckley Road and East Orchard Road. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a little warmer than yesterday. Highs expected to reach the mid-70s. Isolated afternoon storms also a possibility. Current temperature downtown, 55 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Colorado State Bank and Trust. Proud to be celebrating 100 years of banking in Denver and surrounding communities. For experienced banking at its best, call 303-861-2111 or visit csbt.com.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com.
Itsmycarnow.com.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
3-548-1414 or pc-answers.com. Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
Lightly Treading provides experienced energy experts to assist in making buildings more environmentally friendly through home and building energy analysis and audits. To identify energy efficiency, savings, comfort, and overall environmental impact in homes and buildings, call Lightly Treading at 303-733-3078.
Page 100,000 people want to name Crystal Palin's baby. I actually haven't put it up there, but I'm thinking about it. No, I haven't.
You better do it before somebody else does.
I don't care. If somebody else does it, I'll join. 844, 44 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, no good, bottom feeding, mud sucking scum that I am. What, you don't think the Republicans wouldn't do it to us? John, you're right in there. Why don't you create the page?
You want me to create?
Yeah, do I have to? I'm okay. Next thing I know, CIA, FBI, all be at my front door.
Just
create this
just,
thing, sir.
Just get a generic picture of a baby and stick it in there for the face.
I'm gonna maybe if I set up a new email. I don't want it under mine. I try to stay apolitical on my whole Facebook deal.
No, not me. Mine's loaded.
Oh no, I know what it is.
Oh, you've looked at it?
Yes, I sure have. Now, we'll get it done here. We'll get it done before the show's over. I'll try to get done here by 9.
You know people are going to be on our case for this. What do you list as the email address?
Yeah, that's why.
Mine?
That's why you want me to do it. Hey, why don't you set it up, Turk? That sounds like a good idea.
Well, you can always use your Clear Channel email address. Right?
I'll just use my work email address, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would the company be okay with that?
I'd rather you do it. I'm thinking about it more.
You think so? We're terrible, aren't we? I admit to being terrible. Send all your complaint emails to am760.net. Care of my attention. Mostly sunny. High today, 75. Let's go to Arzy in Denver. Arzy, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you today?
Okay. Doing good.
Hey, I have a couple of things here. As far as the little girl, Sarah's daughter, Jay, we're doing just what Carl Rowe and all of them want us to do.
Yeah, and I'm proud of that.
Well, that might be true. But what I'm saying is, you look at how this is happening. If they didn't want us to talk about this little girl, why would they have mentioned in the first place that she was pregnant?
I don't think they knew.
Yeah, somebody knew, Jay. The girl didn't stand up there with a blanket across her holding that baby. Dad could have been holding the baby. He was the one that made him. He wasn't doing anything but up there being a showpiece.
I don't think that they knew because the lawyers for McCain's campaign went to Alaska to vet her after McCain had already picked her.
Yeah, but somebody knew.
I mean, I think there's another example of the fact that John McCain just does not have any idea what's going on around him.
Well, we know John McCain don't have any idea. But what Carl Rowe and them know is something completely different. John McCain probably don't even know Carl Rowe's phone number. But Carl Rowe is telling him everything to do. This is the same kind of stuff they always do. They did the same thing with John Kerry. It was a smokescreen. Bush had no issues to talk about. John McCain has no issues to talk about. He never talked. You have not said and heard him say one single thing about the economy. John, what do you think about the housing market? Well, you know, I was in the Vietnam. I was in a room and I never even got to think about.
Well, he's also said on the economy when he's been asked. He's also said, "Well, I don't know anything about it."
Well, and these are really and truly, we need to be keeping some of these things. It's just my opinion.
Well, I've been repeating her shortcomings all morning.
Oh, gee, I know you do. I listen to you every day, buddy. I'm almost addicted to this whole station. As far as that goes, but I'm just saying, we are getting tricked. They had Fred up there last night telling us about John McCain, everything from the moment that his mom found out she was pregnant with him. They went all of the way up through his life. They had Cindy McCain sitting there. They kept the camera on Cindy McCain. Then they shoot the camera to George Sr. and Mrs. Bush. And everybody was just, every once in a while, Jay, they had a couple of black folks in the audience. And every once in a while, you'd span the camera and you'd find them. And then other than that, you had a bunch of guys sitting there in straw hats and red shirts. And they were just carrying on up a storm over something that everybody knows already.
Well, can you imagine
keep having this driven into us?
Can you imagine being African American and being for John McCain?
No, because I'm African-American and I'm so far away from John McCain, it's a shame.
What would you say to another black man who said, I'm for John McCain?
Well, that's his prerogative to be for whomever it is he wants to be for. But, you know, I would tell him to kind of go check himself and look at what this party and these people are not just doing to black folks, Jay. We're all in this together, and the sooner we realize this, that we're in this world together. We have the little people like Rush Limbaugh. Who in their right mind is listening to Rush Limbaugh? I don't care if he's black, white, blue, or green. Who in their right mind elected George Bush? Well, we know he stole them. But who in his right mind put him there in the first place? He spent his whole military career up here in Denver throwing up on Colfax Avenue. You know, and then we let him kick a guy like John Kerry underneath the bus, and he served his country. Now serving your country is a big thing because that's all John McCain has. He has nothing whatsoever. Dick Cheney spent Vietnam in Canada someplace. He never went to the service. We had Rumsfeld. He never was in the service.
Rumsfeld was in the service.
Was he in the service?
Yes, he was in the service.
Okay, that's my mistake then. But it's still enough.
All right. So because I'm running out of timer. So you're saying I should leave Sarah Palin's daughter alone?
No, I'm not saying you should leave her alone. I'm saying that this should not be the only issue. We need to know, where is the father doing all of this stuff? We haven't heard one single thing.
Well, we're going to see him. We're going to see him tonight.
I know it, but he's just standing there. What is his background?
Yeah, I'd like to know, where does he work and how does he intend to support the baby? That's a pretty good point. RC, I got to run, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right, see you later. Do you love that comment from RC? George W. Bush spent his entire career here in Denver throwing up on Colfax Avenue.
RC's classic, isn't he?
Oh. You gotta laugh, don't you, John? Uh-huh. You just gotta laugh. All right, 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic has been a mess this morning. How's it look now?
Well, it's still pretty ugly, Jay. Still working that semi-rollover accident in Commerce City. It's eastbound 270 around Vasquez. Traffic's lightening up around downtown, but you still want to avoid this area if you can. Also, can't find it on my screen, but CBS Channel 4 reporting a vehicle fire northbound I-25 just before 225. Also got a crash in the turnpike westbound around Wadsworth, and the left lane is blocked there. Also checking an accident involving a pedestrian at Orchard and Buckley Road. Your forecast, sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds will roll in. Look for a high around 73 degrees. A stray afternoon thunderstorm also a possibility. Right now, 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
First Community Bank. With all the sophisticated products in the world of banking and none of the attitude, they're able to do the unthinkable. Give their customers the royal treatment. First Community Bank. Not your typical bankers, not your typical bank. Around there, you rule.
Don't let car buying make you sad.
Just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go.
Even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash. And your credit's bad. This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you can be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
130 or visit denverurbanleague.org.
If you're overwhelmed by debt, this is the last commercial your creditors want you to hear. Because we know the secrets to getting you completely debt-free once and for all. And we want to share those secrets with you. We're MST Financial, and if you call us right now, we'll give you the information that your creditors try so desperately to hide. Powerful information that will cut your debt faster than you ever imagined. And we'll give it to you free. Call right now, 1-800-990-2955. Your creditors want to keep you in debt so they can make themselves rich. As your debt spirals out of control, their pockets fill. So this is your best chance to give them all the payback they deserve. while you regain control of your debt, your life, your peace of mind. Find out how easy it is by calling for this must-have free information. Settle your debt now. Call 1-800-990-2955. That's 1-800-990-2955. 1-800-990-2955.
8:55, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Ooh, can you hear that? AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you have got trouble with your insurance company, if you've got trouble with somebody else's insurance company, if you've got medical malpractice, if you have any of these problems, like you hurt yourself at work and you need therapy, yet your employer's insurance says, no, we're not going to pay for it. Or you're hit by another motorist and you're injured. And your insurance company and the other motorist's insurance company says, no, you're only going to get this much help, and it isn't enough. If you're going to negotiate these waters and you think you're going to be able to do it yourself, you're dead wrong. You need two guys who are pit bulls. You need two guys who are stand-up guys. Let me recommend a couple of friends of mine, and they are personal friends, and I'm happy to say that they are, which makes it a real pleasure to talk about them. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They've got years of personal injury experience. Now, these guys have seen all the ins and outs that these big corporations and that these insurance companies pull. They've seen it all. There's not a trick they don't know. And they'll go out of their way to help you. So what you need to do here is you need to get in touch with them. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you can get it done by yourself. Get what you rightfully deserve. Nobody's giving you anything. You've earned this. And that's why you pay for coverage. And that's why the person who may have hit you pays for coverage. And that's why your employer pays for coverage. And that's why doctors should do the right thing instead of the wrong thing. And Mike Turner and Scott Henderson will make sure that you're taken care of. Call them right now at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661. Or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
Jay Harmon, founder of the Facebook page, the Facebook group, Name Bristol Palin's Baby. All right, we'll continue here with open phones coming up after 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around. Call me names if you want to, too. Tell me I'm uncouth. Sorry, I'm used to it.
Advertising. So why am I doing it? Because I want you to know about us. And this is the only way I know, other than our happy customers telling their friends about us, to get the message out. We're Ralph Champ Honda on South Broadway in Littleton, Colorado's number one Honda dealer. We believe buying a car should be easy and fun. After all, you're spending big bucks to buy a car. You deserve to have fun. You shouldn't be treated like a sucker or an idiot. The best thing is, after you come to Ralph Champ Honda and buy a new or certified pre-owned Honda, you'll be treated great by Colorado's greatest Honda service department. And then hopefully you'll tell your friends how much you enjoyed your experience. We've been number one a long time because we remember our customers are who make us number one. We do business a special way, one product. advice, one promise, one customer at a time. I'm Lisa Schomp, the owner of Ralph Schomp Honda. I invite you to visit us at Littleton Boulevard and South Broadway or online at www.schomp.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The drama reaches a high point at the Republican National Convention tonight when John McCain's running mate steps front and center. We're live in St. Paul with CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Well, Nick, this is the night Alaska Governor Sarah Palin delivers her acceptance speech. She's already been here at the XL Center just after 6 o'clock this morning. She was checking out the podium, testing the microphones. Lots of attention, of course, focused on her speech. The GOP faithful have high expectations. Former presidential candidate Fred Thompson.
This is a smart, accomplished woman who didn't get to where she is by accident. She's going to come in forcefully and strong.
Also speaking tonight here, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Live at the Republican Convention in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
So while business owners are being allowed back into New Orleans today, residents will have to wait until midnight before they're permitted to return as repairs continue following Hurricane Gustav. This is the day when other people who fled ahead of the storm are returning to their neighborhoods.
Larry Cornell is going home to Jefferson Parish.
I've been out of my house for 5 days.
Driving into his neighborhood of Tarrytown.
The neighborhood's looking good. Oh, I see there's a tree down up in the street.
Most returning residents will wonder first about the damage to their homes and then whether there is power. In Larry's case, that question was answered as soon as he pulled into his driveway.
I hear the generator next door, so that means I have no electricity.
Tens of thousands of returning evacuees will be cleaning out their refrigerators today, but they'll be very happy just to be home. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Jefferson Parish, Louisiana.
Gustav left a trail of death and destruction in the Caribbean off the Cuba coast, as CBS's Portia Siegelbaum. The Isle of Youth has been devastated.
Nothing's left. Only two of the 16 bakeries on the Isle of Youth are still functioning, which is leaving them in a terrible position for feeding people.
And Tropical Storm Hanna has caused serious problems, too. In Haiti, the storm is blamed for at least 21 deaths. Forecasters believe Hanna will become a hurricane again as it turns toward the southeast U.S. coast in the next couple of days. A community in northwest Washington state is reeling after a 28-year-old man allegedly shot and killed six people and wounded two others yesterday. Isaac Zamora is in police custody today. He was released less than a month ago after serving a jail term for drug possession. His mother, Denise, her voice choked with emotion, says her son is desperately mentally ill.
He hurt people. He's killed people. And you know what? Tell the dear officer that I called to help me because she said she'd experienced the same thing with her brother. So when got shot. Oh, my God.
It's not clear why Zamora allegedly began shooting. Oil prices are still falling, down about $1.63 to around $108 a barrel today. The reasons, the strengthening dollar and concerns over declining global demand. On Wall Street right now, stocks are down 15 points. This is CBS News.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W.
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W. Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
How would you like to have real health insurance you could actually afford? With American Consumers Insurance, plans start at only $85 per month for individuals. This is not a discount plan, but real insurance.
And coverage includes doctor visits, prescriptions, dental, surgery, hospitals, and more.
Get free information by calling 800-730-0611. The first 50 callers to call today will receive a free prescription card as our gift just for calling.
A $50 value.
So call 800-730-0611. That's 800-730-0611.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. An employee of the financial services company TIAA CREF on home quarantine this morning after being diagnosed with tuberculosis. Air ducts in the TIAA CREF building downtown now being inspected for the TB bacteria. Denver voters this fall will be asked if they're willing to add more to their property tax bill for a wide-sweeping school bond issue. The $454 million bond proposal includes new schools and repairs on old ones. It would cost Denver homeowners between $10 and $20 in property taxes per year, depending on the value of their homes. You can still buy plenty of leftover trinkets from the DNC.
They're counting up the remaining inventory from the Invesco night. There's unexpected surplus in the area of drinking containers.
7,000 different pieces of, you know, shot glasses and beer steins and mugs, and we had them all over, and the Secret Service came by and said, I don't think so.
Greg Bennett's group holds the sales licenses for DNC items for a full year. They'll reevaluate after Election Day.
Paul Eihander reporting on those DNC leftovers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A rolled over semi on 270 right around Vasquez, really messing with that drive across Commerce City. It's been there for the past few hours. Cleanup's going to take a little while longer. To avoid that, take I-25 to I-70. We're also looking at some leftover slowing on both I-25 downtown as well as southbound 225 this past Dayton. Sounds like there's an accident. It's in the cleanup stages on the turnpike right around Wadsworth. Car fire being reported. Colfax and Logan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 76.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Dogs, man! You don't want to screw with Coco and
Squirrels will sneak around those dogs.
You don't want to screw with Coco and the psychotic Minpin Jackson. Or as I call him, Peanut Brown. You don't want to be messing with Peanut Brown, man. He gets fierce. He thinks he's a full-size Doberman. All right, I was talking earlier about not believing in God. Here's a big, long proselytization email. My friend, I've been listening to your show for the past 2 days now, and I think it's sad that you don't believe in God, but I want you to know that he does exist. It's because of sin that we are in the mess that we are in and the choices that we make. I heard you say that you would like to find God. He is not that far away as we might think. To those that have accepted him and his son, Jesus Christ, God lives in us all. We get to know God through the Holy Bible, God's words to mankind. As one preacher said, God's love book to mankind. We choose to ignore it. I did not start reading it until I was 29 years of age before going to boot camp. My parents are Catholic, but it is not the same thing. See, I just can't. I can't buy that. I can't buy that the Bible. I think the Bible is a book of fiction. I don't want to offend anybody. Oh, my God, I'm listening to AM 760, a progressive talk, and there's this secular humanist, Jay Marvin, on, and he's hostile to religion. I'm not hostile to religion. You know, if religion does it for you, God bless you.
Did you create the Facebook group yet?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Because we're getting requests on, what is it called? People are already trying to find it.
Oh. We haven't done it yet, but we're going to put it up there as 100,000 people who want to name Bristol Palin's baby. All right. right, let's go to Debbie in Loveland. Debbie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, I had to call you quickly before you put that Facebook page up.
Yeah?
Because I feel bad to tell you that you're really missing the obvious here. The name of it should be Free Levi's Johnson, because it's now owned by the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's true.
I love that.
That's true. Free Levi Johnson. 100,000 people that believe Levi Johnson should be free.
No, Free Levi's Johnson.
Oh, Free Levi's Johnson.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, hello. Hello. No, I'm slow. I'm slow.
Well, have fun with that.
You just don't like the idea of 100,000 people who want to name Bristol Palin's baby?
No, because I don't really care.
Oh, come on. Can't you, you know, have you ever been to Facebook, though, and looked at some of those groups?
No, I haven't transferred from to Facebook yet. I know everybody's kind of dropping their MySpace and going to Facebook. And
I mean, some of those groups on there are hysterical.
Yeah, my son is really funny with him because he kind of makes up ones for different people. And I think I called you like a year ago on my son's one he did for Marilyn Musgrave, and it was taken down about a week after that. But that was really, really funny. So if you look up people's names, like parties or people that will make up pages for them, and they're usually not up very long, but they're hysterical.
Oh, so you're saying Facebook takes those things and kicks them off?
No, I don't know about Facebook, but I know that MySpace did. If they thought one was fake or a joke, they would take it down.
That's censorship.
Well, I think, you know, you wouldn't want somebody to take your name and, you know, kind of just make a big joke out of it.
Oh, there is. There was one up there. There was one up there that said 10,000 people who hate J. Marvin. So I signed.
Oh, darn.
Not on Facebook, but on Facebook. So I joined.
Well, what else could you do, really?
Well, I laughed at it. I'm just thrilled that 10,000 people know who I am.
You know, did you get to 10,000?
Oh, I don't know. I never checked back.
Oh, you should. I would.
And then I found in a couple other groups, I think it was like 100,000 people who hate NASCAR.
Oh, I might join that one. That sounds good.
And then I put one on there for fans of Darren Law.
I don't know who that is.
Probably one of this country's best sports car drivers.
Oh, well. See, there you go.
Road racers. And then I put one, 100,000. I think I put one on there called 100,000 people who think Bob Schaefer's a boob.
Oh, that's a good one.
So maybe I'll do the Bristol Palin one before the day's over with.
Well, then I'll do the Free Levi's Johnson.
Yeah, you should.
That one's classic, man. Classic.
Thank you. I loved it. I laughed so hard I almost got in a car accident.
Oh, we don't want you to do that.
I know. I had to go home.
Debbie, thanks. That's clever. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, I can think of a really nasty one. Should I say it to you, Turk, and then dump it so nobody can hear it?
How about you turn off your mic and say it?
Okay, hang on.
I'd stay away from that one.
Do you think I should repeat it on the air?
It's not that bad.
It's pretty tasteless.
It's pretty tasteless, yes. Yeah, you might get in some trouble.
I am capable of being really, really tasteless. Maybe I better just stay away from it. Van and Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, Jay.
Van, talk to me.
Jay.
Man.
I tell you, I was up fishing in Alaska this summer.
Yeah.
And the front page on the Ketchikan Daily Paper was this whole Trooper Gate thing. And then, you know, we got to talk, and my aunt and my uncle live up in Alaska, about Sarah Palin. And, you know, it was almost like they were describing a character in a novel about a real, you know, kind of populist, backwoods, crazy governor. I mean, literally crazy. Like, she's a little bit wacky.
Like, she's one of these women who would... She's one of these women who would barricade herself in a cabin with guns.
Exactly. And definitely is hung out with people like that a lot. You know, and there's, you know, there's stories we haven't even heard about. I guess there's a whole episode involving a moose that was poached. and knowledge of who poached the moose and yada, 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 and state troopers and, you know, a side story to Troopergate. You know, it's just amazing. And then, you know, the other thing I wanted to talk about is not only do I think we talk about her daughter's pregnancy, I think we should talk about the implications for policy in the United States if we take Pentecostal attitudes towards birth control and, you know, and being parents and teaching our children about how to take care of themselves and use birth control to avoid this type of situation. You know, abstinence-only education has consequences, and what's happening to Bristol is one of those consequences because it's ineffective and it doesn't work. And, you know, I mean, think about it. Your generation, you're a little bit older than John and myself, but when I think about all of my friends or the folks I know that are a little bit younger than I am that have illegitimate children, they're all fundamentalists. This doesn't happen to liberals or progressives because we understand, you know, at least it not, this, you know, anecdotally at the same rate that, you know, teen pregnancy happens at a higher rate when you preach abstinence only.
Yeah, it's been shown that it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. And this is an example of that. And this is, I think, directly practical, you know, in your face. This is what happens when you take the Pentecostal religion. And I think we should talk about her church. I mean, you know, she's all into this whole Jews for Jesus, you know, movement.
Oh, I hate that. I just absolutely hate that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this woman is a piece of work, and the fact that McCain chose her is indicative of how just piss poor his judgment is.
Yeah. I think that's, you know what, that's the bigger question. Why would you pick somebody like this?
And the thing is I was fishing in Alaska on July 20th, okay? So I'm in Alaska, front page of the Ketchikan Daily Paper, okay? The paper that six cruise ships a day that come through Ketchikan all pick up is the Sarah Palin Troopergate thing. And then they had a couple of the other, like, minor scandals described, too. You know, and then you talk to my aunt and my uncle, and it's like, you know, she's a nut job. It's
you
amazing.
Know,
she's governor. They can't believe that she was elected governor. And then the idea of her being vice president?
Wouldn't you love to see Gallup or somebody conduct a poll in Alaska to what they actually think about her?
Well, no. I mean, she's popular. It's kind of, you know, that whole story about Brian Schweitzer, you know, slamming a fistful of bullets down on the table in front of a bunch of Republicans?
Right.
You know, at the State House? It's that type of thing, except it's not show.
That's kind of scary. That's kind of scary.
You know, it's not political theater. It's actually, you know, where she's coming from. And her husband was a member of this Alaska Independence Party until 2002, which just so happened to be the first time she was, you know, showing interest in state office.
Yeah, she's kind of like a really weird kind of extremist background.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever, I mean, give me the fundamentalists, the whole spectrum. We've got Southern Baptists, we've got all, she's a Pentecost.
Oh, do they talk in tongues?
Yeah, you know, and they flagellate themselves.
I love it when they talk in tongues.
I like the self-flagellation, too, especially if they get the blood on. I mean, it reminds me of those Shiites dancing in the streets after we liberated Iraq.
Or marching down the street, hitting themselves with chains.
Yeah, that's self-flagellation. That's what the Pentecostal do.
Yeah, I kind of dig that. Hey, Ben, thank you. Thank you, man.
Later.
All right. Yeah, I love them when they talk in tongues. I wish somebody would call up here and talk in tongues. Now I'm getting religiously crummy. I don't mean to do that. All right, 303-713-7600, 18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Vivian in Denver. Vivian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
Jay, I was just calling. I tried yesterday, couldn't get on. I really thought about when they chose her and all this came out about her daughter. I really started to think as a mother. I do not grant her that she wants to have a career because I'm a businesswoman. But I've walked her shoes. I have a special need child. I'll just say mentally retarded daughter now that's 34 years old. Her first 4 years, Jay, took so much of my time, so much of my care. My daughter needed a lot of things, and to think that she wants to be VP. It's really going to take a lot of her time, a lot of everything. So this child will be handled by everybody else than her mother. And you know, she's going to run the... This is not Alaska. This is a USA plus international world. I just don't understand as a mother how she can do this. And number two is I have a daughter that had an unwed mother, but older. And I know what we went through with her. And I know when I saw people look at her, it pissed me off, Jay. She's not the first. That little girl's not going to be the first or the last in the United States that this is going to happen. But to take a position like this and have that brought out in public, let me tell you, Jay, I'm a protective big mother cub. Mother bear. Don't mess with my cubs. Don't mess with my cubs. And I just can't understand from a mother's point of view, and maybe I'm way out there, but I'm reaching out to the Republican women, the independent women that still don't know. This is already a bad decision on a personal deal. What would she do with our country if she doesn't have all this experience? And I would never to get higher in a position in life, sacrifice my children. I mean, God, she's a Christian woman, right? God gives us these children, and we are to take care of them. Our need, when you become a mom, and if you're a parent, I don't know, Jay, I can't remember, your needs are last. You know, forget it. You got to take care of your children.
Yeah, you're supposed to put your kids first, unless, of course, you're my parents.
And I don't understand how, I don't care if her daughter said, Mom, go ahead and do it. No. You know, she should have known what's going to happen. Talk radio, like this other lady that spoke before, that, it's all out in the news. You know, there's her judgment is already zero for me. As a woman, because I knew she was being elected, I thought, great, because I'm a woman. So I'm not going to vote for her, but, I like to see women progress.
Well, I think all of us do, but I think the point you bring up about her.
To progress.
Yeah. I think the points you bring up are very, very legitimate. Vivian, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Okay. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9 here. Open phones, 303-713-7600. I'm still thinking about forming the group 100,000 people who want to name Bristol Palin's baby.
I like that. Free Levi's Johnston.
Free Levi's Johnston.
the Republican Party has it under wraps. Or whatever she said.
How long do you think it would take before Facebook would kick me off?
I don't think that long.
I've had two blogs. I've had two blogs that I've done. I've had both those kicked off. Did you know that?
No. Well, I didn't know Facebook is a place for blogs necessarily.
It wasn't on Facebook.
Oh, well.
I had two blogs kicked off.
They're on to you.
Well, so now I'm hesitant to start a third.
I'd get a new email address if I were you.
Huh?
I'd get an outside email address if I were you. You have like a third or fourth one.
9:22, 22 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk at traffic.
Jay, we're starting to wrap up the AM commute here, but our biggest problem of the morning still sitting there. It's a semi-rollover accident eastbound 270 at Vasquez. You'll be better off to stay on 25, go to 70, and then head east. In the tech center, vehicle fire blocking the shoulder of northbound I-25 before 225. On 2 1/4, stop-and-go traffic as you cruise southbound after Parker Road. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, a little warmer than yesterday. Highs expected to reach the mid-70s. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms also a possibility. Current temperature downtown, 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance. Privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Don't let car buying make you sad.
Just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go.
Even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
GetsMyCarNow.com.
Bakke's Autos. Here's what I recommend you do. What I recommend you do is I recommend you shop and compare. And don't get talked into something that you don't want from other car stores. Make sure you get the attention you deserve. Make sure, not only that, but make sure you get the price that you deserve, the deal you deserve, and the cooperation, openness, and honesty that you deserve. And you'll get it at Rocky's Autos. They'll show you the book on any vehicle you want. They will step up to the plate with their matching down incentive. They'll look at your trade. They have a huge selection of pre-selected, late model, clean, previously owned vehicles, whatever it is your heart desires, they can take care of you. Great hours, 9 in the morning to 9 in the evening, and over 100 people out there working hard to make sure that you're happy. Go out there and see my friends Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Johnny Mays, Johnny Gerard Menard, Uncle Fester, any of the gang at Rocky's Jewels, any of the gang will take care of you. Rocky's Autos. I'm not saying you shouldn't shop the rest. But what I'm saying is you want to shop the best, you want to go to Rocky's. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
We're in a new era of consciousness, especially in the workplace. Small businesses that succeed are the companies not afraid to ask for help, to ask for that edge. Are you ready for the change you can believe in? Are you ready to create the career success you've been dreaming about for years? What would it feel like to be part of a company where business strategies were executed with excellence? What would it feel like to have an executive team that defines success based on authenticity? What if all employees held each other accountable for making each and every day amazing? Is now the time to bring William Sumner, International Business Coach, into your workplace? Check out our website for local CEO testimonials. Their personal storytelling is the proof you might need to understand the greatness that awaits you, your team, and your company. Visit williamsumner.net. That's William Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R.net, or call 303-904-0077. Together, yes, we can.
Okay, maybe they're going to play this at the Republican National Convention tonight. What do you think? All the whole Palin families on stage? Because after all, they're living in the 70s, aren't they? Five pants, silk shirt. Stuff. 9:28, 20 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 75. J. Marvin, open phones, 303-713-7600. And let's go to the show, phones go to Sean in Denver. Sean, you're on AM 760, good morning.
Jay, you pinko God-hating lefty, how are you this morning?
I'm okay, man, I admit to all of it.
Listen, you can't blame the Palins for living in the 70s. I'm not even sure the internet's gotten up to Alaska yet.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it's I was calling for another reason, but I got to say, listen to you. Well, thank you. I was not aware that the abstinence programs didn't work. I mean, I just thought the six child support checks I cut every month was a product of being raised Irish Catholic, but now this all makes sense to me.
Yeah, now you got it all down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, this blows my mind. How can we trust John McCain and his people to run our intelligence community? I could have honestly done a better job vetting this woman with nothing but my cell phone. With the stories that are coming out, you better get that Facebook page up quickly before they yank her from the ticket, because one more story comes out, and I don't see her staying on the ticket for very long.
Well, odds in Vegas and odds in Europe indicate that they believe that the smart money's on the fact that she's going to get bounced from the ticket.
Yeah, not that I delve into the illegal activities of internet gambling, but I may have some money on that bet already. Listen, I think I caught a bullet point this morning, a new Republican bullet point that was really, really interesting to me. It was played on another one of your competing radio stations, and it was a quick little snippet from my fine ex-governor, Christy Todd Whitman, of the fair state of New Jersey. They had asked her, did she think that the presidential race was going to come down to the economy and the economy alone? And her comment, and it was really kind of slipped in there, she mentioned the war briefly. But at the end of the sentence basically said in a nutshell, I think people are going to vote for the person that they look like, that looks the most like them. And I don't
what?
Know how many people
caught that. What? She said that people are going to vote for the person who looks most like them?
That is exactly, and it was not just a quote, it was an actual soundbite. So I think the interview occurred yesterday, obviously, at the RNC, which I've been thoroughly enjoying so far. I can't wait to have this whole family on stage.
Well, there's two ways to take that. Number one, that it's a racist statement or it's an ageism statement, the fact that I would vote for John McCain because he looks like me because I'm old.
Absolutely. Nah, is that really what you think? Let's play the other side of that argument then. You know, I think we should all chip in a buck and buy a couple of those surplus DNC shot glasses for Roe, buy him a drink, because you know what he's going through right now. It's going to be a brutal 2 months. It is going to be one of the ugliest, nastiest elections that we have seen in a long, long time, because honestly, the Republicans don't have much to stand on. Everything they bring to the table just collapses in front of them. It really has been comical. And I'm just hoping that all the Dems out there can stand strong, hold up, and win the presidency, because this is comical, and I can only imagine what it looks like to other countries.
Well, that's why I'm getting nasty early.
Oh, please. Keep it up, because this is going to be as ugly as we've ever seen. They don't have anything else to stand on, so it's going to be attack mode. And comments like this from Whitman, I mean, it's not going to be the last. And find the soundbite. It was played on a station that's about 9 clicks above you this morning.
And what time of the morning was it played?
No. I've been on hold with you for about 40 minutes, probably about an hour ago. And it was in one of their, you know, between bumper music, basically. I don't really listen to the actual meat of those programs, so.
All right, we'll see if we can find it and we'll play it. And I can't believe she'd make a statement like that.
And it was a soundbite. It was not a quote, so there's no mistaking it whatsoever.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
I was blown away. But I wasn't surprised. Just living in Jersey when she was there, I wasn't surprised at all. And Jersey is awfully red in the area that I grew up in, and I can't wait to go back and visit with some of my parents' friends.
Yeah, but she plays herself off, though. I mean, she even wrote a whole book about being a moderate Republican and about how the Republican Party, you know, had left her behind.
Yeah, but I would be surprised if she even wrote that book.
Oh, you know, yeah, she probably had a ghostwriter, but I mean, she had to prove the contents of it, wouldn't you think?
Well, she had to sign the checks before she put them into her bank account. So I guess that's approval.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jay, keep up a good fight. Let's get this done.
All right, Sean, thanks. All right, so that's why I got to be nasty early, because it's going to get nasty. So that's why I got to be nasty. Why not? Here's Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, fellow Facebook friend here.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Good.
I don't know if you joined my group. I invited you to actually join one of these kind of totally random groups. It was the one called I Cleaned One of McCain's 7 Houses for Minimum Wage.
Yeah, I joined it yesterday.
Just thought I'd put that out there for any listeners that are in Facebook. And I had a name for your group in case you haven't created it yet.
We haven't done it yet.
Oh, awesome. I was thinking it should be called Donate $1 for Bristol Palin's Prenatal Care, since her mother seems so opposed to health care for everyone.
You know what? That's not a bad one. That's not a bad one at all. But I still like the one 100,000 people who want to name her baby.
Yeah, that's a good one. I have a problem with Free Levi's Johnston, that the RNC has it under wraps, because honestly, if he had put it under wraps to begin with, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about this, would we?
No, but isn't there a thing on Facebook, and I'm not sure about this, but isn't there a thing on Facebook, unless you reach out, like, let's say, to get me to join, you know, to be your friend. If I just go to your name, I can't look at your profile unless I'm a friend of yours, right?
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's why a lot of parents are not as uncomfortable about their kids being on Facebook as they are on MySpace, because on MySpace, the kid himself or herself controls the privacy settings, whereas on Facebook, no one can see your profile, period, unless they're on your friends list.
Yeah. So therefore, even if we went and looked up Levi Johnson, we couldn't get any information about him because we're not friends with him.
Yeah, you got to find somebody who is his friend. Got to go. Thanks.
All right. See you later. How about 100,000 people that would be Levi's friend? That'd be a good one. I'd go for that. Of course, he wouldn't accept us, even if we applied. Here's Bruce and Bailey. Bruce, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Jay, I've got to say I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Oh, well.
I feel like we should not be mocking this situation with Sarah Palin and stay away from her daughter. I think if I were her this evening, I'd go up there on the rostrum and I'd shed a tear and I would say, look at how they're attacking a very personal situation. Now, I think it's a perfectly legitimate argument stating why would she put her daughter through this knowing it would be the spotlight. But talking about the daughter, the boyfriend, and the situation, you know what, with kids, regardless of whether you give good sex education or poor sex education, hormones have no brains.
Well, I'm not going to argue that point with you, but what I am going to say is I'm going to say this. If the roles were reversed and this were a Democrat, do you really in your heart honestly believe that the GOP would leave this alone?
And absolutely not, Jay.
Okay, all right. And so then the argument comes, well, what are you doing sinking to their level?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Sinking to their level indicates election and winning. And I told you early on, and I've said it on this radio station 100,000 times, it is impossible to play nice with people who don't want to play nice. So you know what? I don't intend to play nice.
I agree that we need to be hard, but believe me, she's got enough baggage and ethics violations and investigations going on that I don't think we need to go to the family.
Well, she should have thought about that when she made her family, when she dragged her family into the public spotlight. And then tonight, she's going to put the boyfriend up there with her daughter.
Oh, that I hadn't heard. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you know what that says? That says she's taking her daughter's teenage pregnancy in which you and I, if we're a Democrat, they would turn around and do the same thing. And I think it's about time that we stood up and that we got tough. Look, if Barack Obama doesn't want to do it, I understand that 100%. But you know something? I'm tired of sitting here and getting kicked around all the time.
I understand that. I'm just think maybe a better argument would be to let people look and see without us falling down there. Believe me, all that I've heard about this Sarah Palin and the baggage she carries is there's more than enough, and I certainly don't want to see her withdraw from the race because I think she is fodder for us.
Well, I don't want to see her go either, but I'll tell you. I've had that finger of self-righteousness and pomposity and hypocrisy pointed in my face
mm-hmm.
for too many years. And now, you know, the people who live in glass houses should never throw stones. So guess what? Now they're going to get a boulder heaved back at them. They should have thought about all this before they started it.
Oh, yeah. And I think again, the judgment that's being shown by that party, there's the point to attack. You know?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think all of this is part and parcel. I think it's all rolled up into one. All right, Bruce,
okay.
be disappointed in me today, but hopefully you'll love me tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk, traffic.
Still a ton of traffic sitting and waiting on eastbound 270 around Vasquez. That's where we had a semi-rollover about 3 hours ago. It's also catching look still from westbounders. It's going to be sluggish from I-70 down to the crash site. Southbound I-25 also struggle coming into downtown. Beginning around I-70, it breaks loose at Spear Boulevard. Northbound side sluggish for you from University to Alameda, and again from I-70 all the way up to 58th Avenue. Your forecast, sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds, a high near 73. A stray afternoon thunderstorm also possible. Right now, 62 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This message only lasts 15 seconds. That's not long, but it's long enough for a great motorcycle ride to go really, really bad. Live longer. Ride further. Take a class. Learn more at clmotorcyclesafety.com. That's
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-460-2610 for your free tape. Call 1-800-460-2610. 1-800-460-2610.
Our gift for attending. Register online at richdadstock.com or call 1-800-850-3984. Registration is free and so is your gift. Call now. 1-800-850-3984. That's 1-800-850-3984.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
What is one price selling? At Ralph Champagne, it means the price you're given up front is the price you pay. We price our cars to be very competitive in the marketplace, and we don't load them up with options. That way, you get what you want. Now, for you red-hot negotiators who just rolled your eyes, remember, if you're as good at negotiation as you think, you're also smart enough to recognize a great deal when you see it. So don't fret. And for you who consider purchasing a car kind of like being on an episode of Fear Factor, you're safe. I promise. The reality is, you know when something's right for you. Trust yourself. And if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Go home. Think about it. It'll wait. I'm Lisa Schomp, the owner of Ralph Schomp Honda. I hope when you're ready, you'll give us the opportunity to earn your business. Ralph Schomp Honda, one price. One promise, one customer at a time. South Broadway and Littleton Boulevard or at www.shomp.com.
Governor Palin, like John McCain, is a reformer. She's taken on the special interests and the political power brokers in Alaska and reached across party lines to get things done. The truth is, she is a leader we can count on to help John shake up Washington. You know, there's something I could say, and I think I could say it because I could get away with it because I am Jewish. But I got a feeling that people would call the radio station and complain. So if you're Jewish, are you allowed to criticize somebody of your own religion in what I would consider to be a fairly tough way? What do you think, Mr. Turk?
I think obviously if you're Jewish, you could probably say something that might offend Jews, but as where I couldn't because I'm not Jewish, right? I could have had a conversation about African Americans can say things about African Americans that white people can't, right?
Okay, so you think I should say it?
Probably not. Do whatever you want, man. I don't know. You're asking me for a lot of advice this morning.
Because I have a certain feeling when I hear...
When you hear the term you're about to use?
that makes me want to use the term I'm about to use.
Well, maybe you just shouldn't use it.
Oh, it's so good, though. You know, Joe Lieberman is just sitting there lying about her.
How'd you like his speech yesterday? I wanted to puke.
You know what I want to do? I want to step up to him and say, I'd like to yank that yarmulke off your head and stuff it down your throat. There. I said it. Shalom, Joe. And the Republicans lose the election, we'll never have to hear from you again, Joe Mentum. Let's go to Denny in Boulder. Denny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, a lot of frustration and anger going on here.
Well, I don't know. Actually, I think a lot of humor.
Well, humor masks that. But and I'm like you. I'm just so tired of the pompous, righteous, indignant neo-whats to just discount anybody who doesn't buy into the party line. However, great callers today. Is it AC? AC and Sean were just great. Their calls were just great. By the way, how does serendipity sound?
How about Sarah Stupid?
Well, both. An earlier caller also mentioned something about an illegitimate child. I think we need to reframe that debate. There are no illegitimate children. There are many, many illegitimate parents.
And I'd buy that. I'd definitely buy that theory. I'd buy that. Sure.
I hope you continue to play on a regular basis, having my baby. You know, it's just one way of getting in their face. And I'm really mixed because I support what Obama's doing, trying to take the high road. I have no doubt that if and when this campaign gets as dirty as it probably will be, I think Obama can take care of himself.
I think
Obama and Biden will both be fighting back and just presenting the issues, but not taking crap from these guys.
He can take the high road, and I'll take the low road.
That's fine, yeah. You know, the 527s, you know, take the low road, and you know, that's just the way the game is played, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, just think of me as J. Marvin, your audio 527.
Finally, we just have to keep hitting the point that if Sarah Palin was vetted by McCain and his people, it just shows how incompetent and untrustworthy they are. If this was a national security issue and decisions made about, you know, whether to...
We'd be in big trouble.
Oh, man, you know.
I mean, could you imagine this guy, if this is the best they can do at vetting, how would you like it if they had to handle information about Pakistan?
It's pretty clear to me that they vetted her, or it was Karl Rove vetting, and this is some sort of a political gambit to make Willie Horton look like child's play.
Well, even the idea that you would put her on the ticket hoping to get women, that's to assume that women would automatically vote for their own gender.
I have talked to numerous women. I got called yesterday by a woman on doing a poll, and after I answered her questions, I asked her, you know, a couple, and specifically whether as a woman she would be inclined to vote for, you know, Sarah Palin, and she just laughed. She just thought, you know. So I think it's going to backfire. Are there any polls out, you know, indicating, you know, there's enough of a time for a bounce for Obama.
Yeah, he did get a slight bounce, about a 3 or 4% bounce.
I am, you know, after looking at his family and Biden's family up on the stage in Denver, and I don't have a TV, but you know, if they're trotting out this boy who impregnated, you know, her daughter. And both of them were, I'm sure, very involved with that. You know, what does that say about family values.
Well, it says that premarital sex is okay, is what it says. Denny, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Okay. Yeah, premarital sex is all right. Here's April in Estes Park. April, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was thinking that we've got so much focus on this pregnant teenager, and I think that we've got to be careful because I do think it could backfire on us, and I think we need to shift the focus back to Senator McCain. What I think is interesting is the other night I was watching that CNN, I think it was a CNN biography on McCain, and it was brought out that he repeatedly cheated on his first wife. And, you know, he sat there and he said, you know, that he took full responsibility for it, and that was it. And I don't understand why it is that he gets a pass on that. When John Edwards had to make this, you know, huge confession on national television about his infidelity, and of course we crucified Bill Clinton, and his infidelity actually cast a shadow on the candidacy of his wife. You know, it's called into question about her judgment. Should she have dumped him? Should she have stayed with him? Is she weak for having continued the relationship? You know, and I don't understand why John McCain gets a pass, you know.
Because the media has always given him... The media's always given him a pass, and there's not only that on CNN. There's also, and I don't think John still has it, but there's this ridiculous, I mean it's ridiculous, this ridiculous quote by John McCain about Sarah Palin, where he ends up saying, it's either Cindy McCain or John McCain, where they end up saying, they're asked a question, I believe it's by George Stephanopoulos, and they end up by saying, well, she's a member of the PTA. Like, what has that got to do with anything?
Right. I mean, that's all well and good. I know a lot of women that are members of the PTA. That's great. What I think is crazy is, well, and it's lucky for McCain that Bush isn't, running again, because I think he would get crucified. And I just, it's frustrating to me. It's just really frustrating. Definitely the hypocrisy on the teenage pregnancy.
Well, but it's the whole thing. It's like, okay, it's like Denny said before. All right, if this is their vetting process, can you imagine them handling intelligence information from Iraq, Iran, or Pakistan?
Well, and see, I think they knew. I think they knew, and I think it's getting everybody off focus. I think that they knew I think they knew, and that it's getting everybody off the focus, and I think they're going to play the sympathy card. You know,
I don't think they knew.
You don't think they knew?
No, and I'll tell you something else. I don't think they knew about her numerous other problems either, because they did a sloppy job, which is what they do. They do a sloppy job. They've done a sloppy job since this campaign has started, and it's just only gotten worse. No, I think they're in a terrible position. I think they're trapped. April, I got to run. I appreciate your call. Call me again.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
9:52 minutes after 9. What, John?
Didn't Paul Waldman say yesterday they just sent a team of, like, lawyers and people to just kind of investigate her, like, yesterday or the day before?
Yeah.
After the pick was made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the vetting process.
Yeah.
Shoddy work. We don't have that quote. Which quote is that John McCain quote where, is it John McCain or Cindy McCain? Well, she's a member of the PTA.
That was a McCain quote. I could probably dig it up coming back in. I can't grab it right this second.
Okay, well, if we can find it, we'll play it before we get off the air. It's pretty funny. All right, what's traffic sound like or look like?
It sounds like... Just kidding, Jay. Last time you'll hear me talk about this one, that semi-rollover crash. Yes, it's still blocking most of the lanes. Eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Westbound is slowing down to take a peek, too. Only other area showing heavy traffic right now. Eastbound I-70 from 25 up to York. Southbound 25 from 70 to Spear. And on westbound Turnpike between Sheridan and Church Ranch Road. Those are usually the case at this time of the morning. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a little warmer than yesterday. Highs expected to reach the mid-70s. Isolated afternoon storms also a possibility. Your current temperature downtown, 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Target reminds you that September is National Preparedness Month. Pick up a free safety booklet at Target today, created with the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and other great partners. It's filled with family activities and tips on what to
do. Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
D.net. Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-400-1180. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-400-1180. 1-800-400-1180.
If you're overwhelmed by debt, this is the last commercial your creditors want you to hear. Because we know the secrets to getting you completely debt-free once and for all. And we want to share those secrets with you. We're MST Financial, and if you call us right now, we'll give you the information that your creditors try so desperately to hide. Powerful information that will cut your debt faster than you ever imagined. And we'll give it to you free. Call right now, 1-800-990-2955. Your creditors want to keep you in debt so they can make themselves rich. As your debt spirals out of control, their pockets fill. So this is your best chance to give them all the payback they deserve while you regain control of your debt, your life, your peace of mind. Find out how easy it is by calling for this must-have free information. Settle your debt now. Call 1-800-990-2955. That's 1-800-990-2955. 1-800-990-2955.
My brother's roommate's friend sold it to me. A used SUV. They're safe, right? Right. Till the engine locks up in rush hour traffic. Turns out, the car was in a flood, and the Nimrod just dries it out and sells it to me. Without telling me. Who does that to someone else? They could have killed me.
Never buy a used car without Carfax. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report. Or go online. Who knows what it'll save you.
The best stuff ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
I'll go to Radio Shack for a Sirius satellite radio so I can get 100% commercial-free music every NFL game and 24/7 365 coverage on Sirius NFL radio. So I'll buy the Sirius Stratus Dock and Play radio for only $29.99 when I also buy a $50 Sirius prepaid card, and I'll know so much about every game I'll be known as Mark the Football Sage. And I'll owe it all to Radio Shack.
Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Good for $10,408, $15 activation fee, service, taxes, number restrictions apply, details in store.
But, Senator, you talk about her, her years of experience. Mm-hmm. 10 of those years were as a city councilwoman and mayor of a town of 9,800 people. And in terms of foreign policy, in March of 2007, after 2 months after the surge had started, she was asked about it. And she said, I've been focused on state government. I haven't focused on the war in Iraq. Understandable for a governor, not understandable for a vice president.
Well, by the way, also, she was a member of the PTA. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, she's a member of the PTA, and I think it's wonderful. Okay. 9:57, 57 minutes after the hour. Nothing wrong with being a member of the PTA. Well, I can still hit that post. Mostly sunny, high today, 75. Nothing wrong with being a member of the PTA. But because you're a member of the PTA doesn't qualify you to be vice president of the United States. John just doesn't obviously understand that. All right, coming up tomorrow. We're going to hear from Republicans who are backing Obama. And more on Sarah Palin. And this time, nothing about her daughter. Have yourselves a good day. Stay dry, but not high.
The one they fix, the one you know by.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon. to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free.